It's time now for high school football here on Sunny 101.3. The players are warming up, the fans are finding their seats, and you've found the best source for local high school football coverage in southeast Nebraska and northwest Missouri. Tonight's coverage of high school football is brought to you by our Sunny 101.3 Sports Booster. Kickoff is just moments away here on Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. It's now time for tonight's pregame show.
And a pleasant good afternoon to everybody. On this Saturday, it's time for Missouri 8-man football quarterfinal round action. Today, the number one ranked Rockport Blue Jays, 11-0 on the season, on the road for the first time in a while. They are in St. Joe, take on the Lions of St. Joe Christian, a team that comes in here 6-5 as district champions against the district champions Rockport. This afternoon, the two teams will get together, and the winner will move on to the semifinals a week from today, next Saturday. That game will be against either Concordia or Wellington Napoleon. Today, the battle between these two schools is going to be not a rematch for a while for both these teams, since they've had district play. So a new opponent for both teams for 2025, at least in the game this afternoon. I had a chance to visit with Blue Jay head coach Dalton Jones. We'll talk a little bit about last week and the district championship. We'll talk a lot more about what's coming up today for the Blue Jays as they try to take the next step toward a Show Me Bowl appearance and hopeful state championship coming up here in a few weeks. We'll be back and visit with the coach, Dalton Jones, the Rockport Blue Jays, after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Looking to upgrade your floors? Fresho Floors in Falls City has you covered. With 25 years of experience, they deliver top-notch craftsmanship and custom coatings for homes and businesses. From design to installation, Fresho Floors offers start-to-finish solutions, and their work speaks for itself. Call 402-245-3567 or visit FreshoFloors.com to schedule your free estimate today. Fresho Floors, quality flooring, hometown solution.
Before the turkey hits the table, hit the pavement for a cause. It's Community Medical Center's annual turkey trot, Thursday, November 27th. Walk, run, or stroll to support the Senka Food Pantry and Richardson County House of Hope. Join us on the CMC campus. Registration starts at 7:30 with the trot kicking off at 8. Entry's just $25 and every step makes a difference. Register online or contact Linda Santo with questions. Let's give thanks and give back. The CMC Turkey Trot, November 27th in Falls City.
Welcome back now to our pregame show. It's time to visit with Coach Dalton Jones. He's got the number one team in the state of Missouri in the 8-man division this year. Coach, you've been up there on top of that perch for quite a while. Team's been trying to knock you off. They haven't been able to do it so far. Another challenge this afternoon down at St. Joe.
Yeah, no, it's been one heck of a ride. You know, we've this group's pretty special. They've worked really hard for us. And for themselves, they say us, and I really mean the community and the school. I mean, these guys, they come into work every day. You know, they're trying at everything. They're competitors. These guys are a fun group to coach. They have a pretty unique personality all across the board, and they do what we ask them to do. So it's been a pleasure to get this far and to have played as long as we have. And these guys have, you know, they've owned the challenge of being, the honor of being number one in the state. That's a great big deal. But, you know, we don't talk about it a ton. We just focus on what we need to do to maintain that and own up to it and get better and prove to ourselves that we are, one of the top teams in the state.
Yeah, being number one is great for the fans. It's not necessarily great for the team that's got that number one spot on their back all through the season. The only time it really matters is the day after the championship game. That's when you want to be number one, but you take it along the way as you can. St. Joe Christian, they come in here 5-5. Let's just face it, their district, they didn't have great records this year. That doesn't mean they're not good teams. It just means they had some tough ones, and 5-5 coming in. You would be an overwhelming favorite on paper, which means absolutely nothing.
Right, yeah, no, to us, I mean, this is, you know, their record, you throw the records out at this point. It's playoff time, you know, everybody's 0-0. Yeah, you won a couple playoff games. Really, both teams are 2-0, you know, or 3-0, mm-hmm. or whatever it is. You know, you've played playoff games. That's really the record that matters. What you've done in the regular season doesn't matter. This is a good football team. You know, they've earned the right to be here. They're well coached. They're disciplined. They're going to fly around. They're going to try to, you know, we're going to have to be on we're going to have a lot of discipline. We're going to have to really focus, and we're going to have to play with a high level of intensity to really come out on top in this game. They're going to, you know, they're going to give us some fits. They're going to do some really good things. I expect them to have a really good plan to try to stop us, and we're just going to have to be able to make adjustments on the fly and do the best we can because, yeah, no, this is a good matchup for us, good test for us, and should be an exciting night.
You know, most teams, when they look at Rockport, all they can do, if they're not from our area, they don't see the team, so they look at the scores and go, man, they must have some offense, which you do. But let's talk about your defense. They probably get overlooked a little bit. They're only giving up less than 14 points a game in the 8-man football game. That's not easy to do. That unit has been special this year.
Oh, for sure. No, it's been we've done a really good job on defense. Our guys really have taken ownership, and that's something, an area we thought, you know, last year we really needed to improve on, because last year I thought we had a really good team, but we needed to be better on defense. And we brought in our defensive coordinator, who does a really good job, spends a ton of time, you know, really working out our scheme and trying to get guys in the right spots. Now we make mistakes. We're not always correct, and we're not perfect by any means, but we fly around. We take it one play at a time. We're trying to be physical and we're trying to be intense. We've gotten a lot better, I think, throughout the year, and I'm super, super proud of those guys. You know, Ryder Heron does an amazing job on the end, and he just brings a presence to the game that I think is unmatched in the state. And then on the other side, you have Gabe Gebhardt, that also just brings a presence to the game that you don't really get to see. And having those two guys really helps your defense a ton. And then on the, you know, in the middle there, you got Quentin Jackson, Jaden Guybe, or Desmond Chaney. Those guys are rotating around and doing a great job for us. Tayden Cook, Camden McEnany on the back end. And then you have a guy, an athlete like Jack Meyercourt, roaming on in the defensive backfield, along with Brock Holmes and Logan Ellis. I mean, you know, we just got a good core group of guys that really take ownership of the defense this year and do a good job for us. So they've played amazing, and they are really that's really what's really helped us get over the edge here. And hopefully, but tonight especially, they're going to have to come up big for us for sure.
All right, Coach, tell me about the Lions. What's your biggest concern with their offense?
Well, they run a lot of different stuff. They run some triple option. They have some different formations. They run a ton of formations. So being locked in and focused on where we're supposed to be and, you know, what our assignments are in those formations will be key for us. If we do that and then we are just intense about our jobs and just doing our jobs consistently enough, I really think we'll be fine. But we have to focus and we have to be where we're supposed to be. If we're where we're supposed to be, I think we're going to be fine. But, you know, we will make mistakes, and that's going to be the other key, I think, for us defensively against their offense is they're going to get plays. They're going to be able to move the ball at times. We just have to understand, okay, what do we need to do better next time and play the next play. You know, have every play have a life of its own and a history of its own and then play the next. So take that focus and that intensity and look at one play at a time, grind it out, and hopefully on the other side, you know, we're able to move the ball, we're scoring, we're making adjustments. And then if we do that, if we play one play at a time, I really think we have a good shot of coming out on top here.
They don't have any players with the eye-popping statistics, but one thing caught my eye on statistics, and again, like all numbers, they don't really mean anything, but Cademan Carlson is 6 of 8 passing with 3 touchdown passes. He's got 13 catches and 3 touchdown receptions. How do they use him? Is he throwing halfback passes, or what are they doing with him?
Oh, they just use him all over the place, you know. So we'll just have to, you know, we got to keep him hemmed in. I mean, he's their all-purpose player. They'll use him all over. He'll hand the ball off. He'll pitch it out, and then he'll run a little pass route. So you got to just always be aware of that, you know. So he's a good player, good scheme. Coaches do a good job with him. He's a heck of a player. So we'll really have to really focus on him, and then be able to contain those other guys. Because if you contain one, there's going to be some other guys we're going to have to be able to have to stop also. So they've got a ton of guys like that that will be tough.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck in the ball game this afternoon.
All right, thanks, John. Really appreciate it.
Back with the rest of our pregame show and a look at the starting lineups coming up after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over four decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence, proudly serving Hiawatha and Mound City. Whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement, powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
When it comes to growing strong yields, trust the local team that knows your fields. Fertilizer Service Company in Fairfax, Missouri offers premium chemical and fertilizer products, plus expert custom application for your crops and pastures. Whether you're prepping for planting or managing mid-season growth, we're here to help your operation thrive. Call 660-686-2402 today and partner with folks who will treat your farm like their own. Fertilizer Service Company, growing with you for over 50 years.
When it comes to protecting your crops, trust the name that you know and the name that knows you. Kent Fisher Insurance. Located right on Main Street in Rockport, Kent Fisher Insurance specializes in crop coverage tailored to your farm's unique needs. With years of experience and a commitment to service, we're here to help you weather any season. Stop by or give us a call at 660-744-5366. Kent Fisher Insurance. Rooted in Rockport, but growing with you. Kent Fisher Insurance is an equal opportunity employer.
It's Friday Night Lights, and Mead Lumber is proud to bring you the Game of the Week. From the first snap to the final buzzer, we're building more than projects. We're building community. Whether you're upgrading your home, tackling a big build, or just need the right tools for the job, Mead Lumber has you covered. Cheer loud, play hard, and remember, when it comes to quality service and hometown pride, Mead Lumber is right here, building community with you from design to finish.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Farmers State Bank.
Very good afternoon, everybody. It's not Friday Night Lights. It's Saturday afternoon sunshine in St. Joe, Missouri. Good afternoon, John Nixon, Randy Gatula with you here at the home of the St. Joe Christian Lions for Missouri quarterfinal round football action today in the eight-man division of Missouri. Randy, a beautiful day. We get to this point of the season. Sometimes you just don't know what the weather's going to be.
Well, John, 2 years ago I was at Arthur County with Pawnee City. It was 14 degrees in a blizzard. This afternoon, 51 degrees. Winds out of the southwest at 12 miles an hour. Crystal clear blue skies, bright sunshine. We couldn't ask for anything better this time of the year.
No, it's a perfect day. Tonight's game, or today's game, brought to you is not only a competitive contest between these two schools, it's also an educational experience for the students involved, because high school activities are about learning the life values. Your friend at Sunny 101.3, the Missouri State High School Activities Association, remind everyone, do your part in keeping our hometown sports positive experience for everyone. When you attend your next game, do your part to help rekindle the spirit of citizenship by showing good sportsmanship. You'll be teaching a positive lesson, and you'll be preserving a proud tradition in the state of Missouri.
John, let's take a look at the starting lineups for this afternoon's contest. The starters brought to you by our presenting sponsor, Mead Lumber, your hometown building partner. First of all, for the Lions of St. Joe Christian, they are 6-5 on the year. At center, Connor Wager, 182 and a senior. The left guard is Landon Hansen, a senior at 175. At the right guard, Preston Davis, a senior, 185. The tight end is Aiden Martindale. He's 175 and a senior. Wide receiver is Max Montgomery. Montgomery, just 125 pounds and a junior. In the backfield, the trigger man here at quarterback, Mason Stewart, 165 and a junior. The A-back, Noah Dudek. Dudek is a sophomore at 155. And the fullback, Brayden Hoffman, he's a 170-pound sophomore. Let's take a look at that St. Joe Christian defense.
For the Lions, they'll run, looks like a 33 defense. They'll go with two defensive ends, Landon Hansen, 175, and a senior, along with Brayden Hoffman, 170-pound sophomore. At the defensive tackle spot will be Kazan Haywood. He is a sophomore.
At the other positions, cornerback will have 155-pound sophomore Noah Dudick. At linebackers, Aiden Martindale, 175-pound senior. Jackson Kortanke is a sophomore, and Connor Wagers is a 182-pound senior. And at safety today, Max Montgomery is a 125-pound junior. Now the offensive starters for your Rockport Blue Jays. As you know, 11-0, undefeated on the season. At center will be Dayton Hayes. Hayes, a big guy, 230 pounds and a junior. The left guard is Quentin Jackson, a senior at 185. At the right guard, it'll be Ryder Heron. Ryder, 265 pounds and a senior. At the one end will be Gabriel Gebhardt. Gebhardt's 230 and a junior. The wide receiver, you'll hear his name called, Jack Meyercorth. Meyercorth, 150 and a junior. In the offensive backfield, at quarterback, Weston Amthor, 160 pounds and a junior. The fullback is Tayden Cook. Cook, a 160-pound senior. And the name you'll hear in this offense, Brock Holmes, the running back, 165-pound junior. Johnny comes into this afternoon's game 2,280 yards rushing. That makes him ninth in the nation and number one in the state of Missouri by more than 500 yards. He also has 48 touchdowns. He's averaging 207 yards per game and 9.6 yards per carry. You're going to hear a lot from Brock Holmes.
Same numbers you had in high school, isn't it?
Right.
Yep. All right. Defensively for the Blue Jays today, we'll start a defensive backfield. Jack Meyercorth, the 150-pound junior back there, along with Brock Holmes. He's 165 and a junior. Defensive ends today will be Gabe Gebhardt. He's a 230-pound junior. We'll see Ryder Heron in there, 265 and a senior. A tackle, Quentin Jackson. Defensive tackle, 185 and a senior. The other tackle is 160-pound junior, Desmond Cheney. And at linebacker today, Tayden Cook, 160-pound senior for the Mound City Panthers. The other linebacker, Camden McEnany, 175 and a senior for the Blue Jays.
John, we're getting set for the coin toss out here at the 40-yard line. The winner of this game between Rockport and St. Joe Christian will play the winner of the Wellington-Napoleon versus Concordia game. That game is being played simultaneous with this one at 1 o'clock. And again, that'll be a matchup. If Concordia would win that, they most likely would come to Rockport. If Wellington-Napoleon wins, then the Rockport Blue Jays would have to travel to Wellington. We are down to just eight teams remaining on the other side of the bracket this afternoon. Lockwood is playing Archie, and Worth County Northeast Nottoway is playing North Shelby. That's in Shelbyville, Missouri, north of St. Louis. So we've got some teams from all around the state involved in this thing, as we've now narrowed it down to eight teams here in the quarterfinals. The semifinals will be next weekend, either on Friday or Saturday, either at 1 in the afternoon or 7 in the evening. We don't have anything nailed down on that. It's going to depend on who's traveling where, who wins, who's hosting. Of course, as soon as that information is available, should Rockport get a win here this afternoon, we will share that information with you. We can tell you this, that if the Rockport Blue Jays get the win this afternoon and do advance, we will have live coverage of their semifinal game here on Sunny 101.3. John, you've had the coin toss.
I did, but I wouldn't want to.
Rockport,
something else.
Rockport won the coin toss. They have elected to receive. The Blue Jays won. They want the football first. And the Lions of St. Joe Christian will defend the, I guess that's the south goal to our right. This is a north-south field in here, so we're seated on the west side. It actually sets in here a little bit of an angle from northwest to southeast, but for our purposes, we're going to call it north and south. We're on the west side at the 40-yard line, and all set here in the press facilities right at midfield. We want to say thank you right now to Nikki Carlson, the activities director here at St. Joe Christian, for the fine hospitality that we have received already. We aren't even underway, but we do appreciate it.
Coach for Dalton for Rockport, Dalton Jones, his seventh season now as the head coach of the Blue Jays, a familiar name on the Lions side for their head coach now this year, again in his second season at here in St. Joe Christian, is James Schoonover. He's a Mountain City graduate. We did his games a number of years ago. Now back here coaching for St. Joe Christian.
John Henning, the kickoff for St. Joe Christian, is Liam Quick. Quick, a sophomore, 132-pound sophomore, handling the kickoff there.
All right. Rockport, Holmes back deep. He's standing back at about the 20-yard line, not really expecting a long kick here. A little bit of wind at the back of the kicker. They'll approach the football, and it's going to be an onside kick. It's going to roll. It's going to be taken by Meyercord. He'll pick it up at his own 34-yard line. He's across midfield. He's at the 30 of St. Joe Christian. Breaks a tackle. He's at the 20. He's still on his feet. Finally knocked down at about the 9-yard line.
Meyercord with a fantastic return there of that onside kick. Finally getting him down and making the tackle was Matt Montgomery. Montgomery made the stop on him.
They're going to spot us inside the 10, 9-yard line. It'll be first and goal for Rockport to start the ball game in their first play. Quarterback, West Ham, their 160-pound junior. He can throw it. He can run it a little bit. But he hands it off a lot to number 11. Number 11, of course, Brock Holmes. And, whoops, I forgot the T. All right. Randy, there's more girls down here and cheerleading for St. Joe Christian I've seen on some football teams this year. In the eye set, it will be a handoff to Holmes straight ahead, and he is corralled. They got him around the hips after he might have got a couple of feet. I'm not even sure he got a whole yard out of that play.
Aiden Martindale made the tackle on him. Brayden Hoffman also in with the assist on the stop.
So we'll call it second goal. Leave it at the 9-yard line. No gain that time for Holmes up the middle. And Thurkover gets the play call, jogs back out onto the field. We've had a lot of rain here. The field's in great position and condition. Out around the edges, there's a little bit of water standing in places. All right, Anther in that pistol set. He's got Meyercord split right, and it's going to be a handoff straight ahead, and Brock Holmes is into the end zone, fighting his way in for about the 4-yard line. He carried three defenders and into the goal for Mount Sycamore for Rockport. They lead it 6-0.
Score coming here with 11 minutes and 9 seconds to play. Opening minute of play here in the first quarter. Was that 9 yards out?
Yes, sir. I was thinking about James Schooner. I said Mound City again. All right, we'll spread Meyercord wide left on this 2-point try play. The give is to Holmes, and he barrels over a defender into the goal, into the end zone, and it's quickly 8-0. Rockport with the lead, less than a minute into the game. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Farmers State Bank is proud to be your community bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, Maitland, and St. Joe, Missouri. With regional strength and a local advantage, they are committed to serving your financial needs through individualized customer service. Visit fcsbank.bank to learn more. Best of luck to all the players and coaches in tonight's game from everyone at Farmers State Bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, Maitland, and St. Joe, Missouri. Farmers State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Falls City and Auburn. A quick two-play, 9-yard drive. A 9-yard carry by Brock Holmes for the touchdown. Holmes carries in for the 2-point conversion. And with 11:09 to play here in the first period, Rockport goes up 8-0.
All right, ready to kick it off for Rockport is going to be Taden Cook. If I can get that young man back there deep to turn this way, I'll tell you who's back there. Here's the kick from the 30-yard line. It's a boomer, and he is going to carry into the he carried him into the
Dudek.
End zone. He brings out the Dudek. He caught it about the 1, went into the end zone. He brings it back out short of the 10-yard line. He'll be knocked down at around the 9-yard line. Both teams, their first possession from the St. Joe Christian 9-yard line.
Desmond Cheney there to make the tackle for the Rockport Blue Jays. Cheney wrapped him up and brought him down.
It's a good start for Rockport. 2-play drive for a touchdown. Now they've got St. Joe Christian backed up a little bit on their first possession of the ball game. Mason Stewart, 165-pound junior, hits on about 42% of his pass plays on the year for 10 touchdowns and 5 interceptions.
That's Hoffman behind him, John.
Here comes a man in motion across the formation. Turn and give the ball to the running back, and that's going to be Hoffman. Braden Hoffman not worthy anywhere to go. He is going to have maybe a yard on the play. Call it second down and 9 right up the middle.
It was Taden Cook there to lead the tackle. Cook, the leading tackler on this team, John. He comes in with 109 stops on the season for the Blue Jays.
They call it second down and 8, I guess. So it is second and long for the Lions. Red helmets, black uniforms. Line them up. Quarterback under center, the quarterback again, Mason Stewart. He's got a wingman on the right, and he's got an end on the left side that took off about three counts early.
At least three counts early. He was well across the line before the ball was snapped. It'll be a five-yard penalty against the Lions. It'll back them up. 10:21 to play here in the first quarter. 8-0, Rockport with the early lead if you're just joining us.
Second down, 13 to go now. The ball spotted back at around the... Where are we at? Almost back to the 7-yard line here. Man comes in motion. The handoff again is straight ahead, and running out of tackles is Braden Hoffman. Hoffman still fighting. He's out across the 10, about the 12-yard line.
Finally coming up there and putting the stop on him was Gabriel Gebhardt. Gebhardt's 230-pound junior defensive end there on the stop for the Blue Jays.
Bring up a second, make it a 3rd and 7. That's a pickup of 6 yards on the play after the penalty. It's 3rd down and 7 now. Rockport on the road today with the white tops and the blue pants. The ball's on the left hash mark as St. Joe Christian going right to left toward the north goal here in the first quarter today. Again, they've got a split man on the left side, kind of a wing position. Again, the handoff to Hoffman. He runs over the left side behind the guard, and he'll be across the 15-yard line. And he'll bring up 4th down and a couple, a long 2 here, so it's decision time for the Lions.
It was Tayden Cook that tripped him up around the ankles there and got him off balance, and then coming over was Brock Holmes to finish up on the stop.
So what are we going to do here? 4th down, will they punt? A lot of teams don't like to punt in Missouri 8-man game. You don't really want to give the ball back to Rockport any time.
Well, you're awfully deep in your own territory if you don't get it.
I know it. They could always quick kick, but they're lined up in an offensive formation here. Motion man from the left to the right. Now two receivers on the right side. They're going to run a play. Quarterback dives forward, and they're going to give it to him. He just got it stretched out there enough to get the ball down.
Not by much. He got it. Desmond Cheney got the tackle there for the Blue Jays, but it will be a 1st and 10. The football just inside the 20 at about the 19.5-yard line. 8:44 to play here in the first quarter. 8-0, the Rockport Blue Jays leading in this 8-man quarterfinal.
Stewart, the quarterback, able to stretch it out there just enough for the 1st down yardage. Now they line it up 1st and 10. We'll spot the ball here at the 20-yard line. In one setback, trips right, motion man coming across. They hand him, they toss him the football, and he runs into a big brick wall carrying the ball. That time coming around there was Max Montgomery, and nowhere to go but down.
Montgomery started around the left end, and waiting for him was all 265 pounds of Ryder Heron. Heron brought him down easily for a loss of about a yard on the play. It'll bring up 2nd down and now almost 11 yards to go.
All right, over to get the play, Mason Stewart from the coaching staff at St. Joe Christian.
John, on that last play, Ryder Heron came in there completely unblocked. Nobody even tried to stop him.
That's not a good philosophy,
not a good plan.
In my opinion, but just my opinion. All right, this time we'll do a quarterback under center with 3 receivers and 1 setback. Again, they try a little motion, and the quarterback, as soon as he took the snap, he got buried, nowhere to go at all.
This time waiting for him was Gabriel Gebhardt. You got to kind of pick your poison there, John. Heron at 265 on one end, Gebhardt's at 230 on the other, and that time Gebhardt's made the stop.
It's 3rd down. The clock says 11. I'm going to call it 12 here. Rockport, defense, stout so far, giving up the 1 first down, but not much on these running plays. They're running a really wide gaps with their 3 down linemen. Here we go, quarterback. Back to pass. He looks. Stewart looks. Throws over the middle. He's got a man who made a defender miss, but he stepped out of bounds making the move. It'll bring up 4th and long.
Over there on the coverage for the Blue Jays that time was Camden McEnany. McEnany forced him out to where he stepped on the sideline out of bounds.
Dudek was the receiver that time. It's going to bring up 4th down and 6.
I believe Preston Davis is your punter here, John.
Got 6 on the play, and it is a low punt. He picks it up. He looks. Now he's going to punt it away. It's a very high kick hanging up in the air and coming up to make the grab for Rockford. I believe it was probably Meyer quarterback there. Yes, it was. Wildcat came up, kind of a dangerous catch. The ball just floated and finally came down. He had to dive forward to make the catch.
6 minutes, 47 seconds to play in the first quarter here at St. Joe Christian. 8-0, the Rockport Blue Jays lead it. They take over first and 10. They'll begin this drive at their own 29-yard line. Ball on the left side hash mark.
6:47 to go first quarter. 8-0 already for the Blue Jays. And what will they come up with here offensively? Got a lot of options. I think, Randy, I think Rockport's got a lot of offense. We haven't even seen this year. A lot of plays.
I can tell you who's probably going to carry the ball.
Well, I think so, too. I mean, they just got a lot of stuff they can still do. Turn, and the quarterback wants to throw a pump fake. He's got a man open on the right sideline. The catch is made. That's Cook. Cook breaks away from one man. He's inside the 20 of the Lions and down to the 20, down to the 17-yard line.
That pass thrown perfectly to Tayden Cook coming up to get the tackle there for the Lions was Jackson Courthanky. Courthanky kind of bulldogged him down, but already they moved the football down into the red zone here. They're at the 17-yard line for the first and 10.
34-yard pickup on the pass play. Cook was open, shook one tackler, and then just went down a few more yards before they were able to drag him down. This time it's a pistol set. The ends are in tight. Amter calls the count. He gives off to Holmes. Starts at the middle, gouges to the outside. He stiff arms one man, pulls his way past another for another Rockport first down.
There to get the tackle for St. Joe Christian was Brayton Hoffman, 170-pound defensive end sophomore. Hoffman got him dragged down, but not before he's put the football down to the 6-yard line. It'll be first and goal.
It was the line of scrimmage there, Randy. I missed it. It was down inside the 15-yard line. Rockport, a little more time in the huddle this time. Meyer Corr splits out left. They'll have the ball with the quarterback in the pistol again. Cook in a wing set on the right side this time. Turn, hand the ball to Brock Holmes, pulls his way forward. He'll be down to about the 4-yard line. Gain of a couple on the play.
Oh, John, I had the binoculars on him. A little bit of extra activity on the ground there. Getting the tackle was Aiden Martindale. After they got Holmes down, working on him a little bit on the ground.
All right.
You see things with the binoculars.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Bring it over the right side hash. Meyer Corr splits left. From the 5, right up the middle it goes, and Holmes is gang tackled this time. Nowhere to go. A whole bunch of black jerseys got a hold of the Rockport Jr.
Aiden Martindale was there for the tackle. Also in on the stop was Preston Davis that time for St. Joe Christian. So a little bit tougher running up the middle now for Brock Holmes. It'll bring up third down and goal, and the football's right at about the 3 now, John.
Third down. A yard on that one. Put Meyer Corr wide right. Bright sunny day here at St. Joe. Pistol set. Snap it back. Quarterback looks. Meyer Corr post up at the goal line. Makes the catch. Touchdown Rockport from 3 yards away.
Meyer Corr picked that one right at the goal line and it just beats the ball across the line for the touchdown.
So it'll bring the score to 14-0 here. Rockport with the lead. 2-point try coming up here for the Blue Jays. Come over the football. Meyer Corr wide right. Holmes, tailback. And they're in the pistol set. Tight ends. There's the snap. Toss it out. Holmes runs to the left side. And he drops the shoulder into a defender. And into the goal he goes. Two-point try is now 14, make it 16-0. Rockport with the lead. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Atchison Holt Electric Cooperative, 75 years of excellence. Together we save. Plug into the power of your Touchstone Energy Cooperative membership. As your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, they strive to provide dependable electricity at a competitive cost to every member. You have power, the power to have a voice in how the co-op is run. To energize and enhance your life with affordable electricity, this farming season, watch out for those overhead power lines.
Sunny 101.3.
As
3:45 recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Fall City and Auburn. A five-play, 51-yard drive capped off with a 3-yard pass from Weston Ann Thor to Jack Meyercourt. Holmes carried in for the 2-point conversion. Rockport goes up 16-0 with 4:30 to play here in the first quarter. Cook's got it teed up at the 30-yard line. Back deep is Dudek. Here's the kick. It's a high end-over-end kick. Dudek at the 3-yard line. 5-10, right up the middle he goes. He breaks outside to the right to the 15. Knocked down right across the 15 at about the 17-yard line. Jack Meyercourt there to make the tackle for the Blue Jays. Meyercourt on the stop. 4 minutes, 24 seconds to play in the first quarter. Here at St. Joe Christian, 16-0. The Rockport Blue Jays in the lead in this quarterfinal of the state playoffs. You know, it's a shame, Randy, because the Blue Jay fans are all down here to our left, the majority of them, there's a lot of them. We're playing all the games out here on the other end.
Yeah, they'll get there next quarter.
They come back now, okay. Yeah, the Rockport Blue Jay fans outnumber the St. Joe Christian fans here by a large margin. The only thing we've really had on this side of midfield are the kickoffs so far for Rockport. Here we go over the football. Mason Stewart under center brings his motion man across. He's going to keep it around the right side. Quarterback keeper. Quarterback dumped at the 15-yard line. A loss of a couple on the play.
Oh, my. A big hit over there again by Gabriel Gebhardt. John, I get the feeling that Gebhardt and Heron are going to have a field day here today. Nobody's able to block him. A while ago, Heron came in completely untouched. Gebhardt this time just threw the would-be blocker to the ground and then proceeded on and got the ball carrier.
Again, over to the sideline, Mason Stewart, he was tackled over there near the right sideline. He comes over here to the left sideline, the near sideline. Now he heads back out to the huddle. He'll have his cardio in by the end of the first quarter, I'm sure. They come over the ball, second down and a dozen now. The ball spotted back at the 15-yard line. He wants to pass. He looks. He throws out in the flat. Dudek made the catch at the 20-yard line. Fights his way forward to about the 22, a gain of about 7.
Hendon McEnany was right there and made the tackle quickly, but he was open when he caught the football, and McEnany closed very quickly and got the stop for the Blue Jays.
Pick up a 7. Will make it third down and about 4 here.
Well, you mentioned Mason Stewart runs all the way to the sideline to get the play every time. That's a lot of running back and forth between plays.
You have to have 3 pair of shoes to get through the season, wouldn't you?
And 2 sets of lungs.
Absolutely. Near side left hash mark. It is 3rd and 4 of the 23. Dudek in motion. Over to the right side. Now he sets. Turn. And the ball off. Straight ahead. Carrying the football is Hoffman. And Hoffman finds nowhere to go. It'll bring up 4th down and 4.
Hoffman met a wall of tacklers there led for Rockport by Candon McEnany. McEnany, the first guy to make contact.
Randy, when you're playing Rockport, 4th down is almost not a decision you have to make. You just have to keep going. It's like the old days of the Chiefs. You got to try to outscore them. You can't give them the ball back.
They're going to go for it again here on 4th down.
All right, we line up in the backfield with Hoffman back there, I believe. Dudek in motion. Hoffman takes the handoff, and he breaks free. He's at the 40. It's a foot race, 25. It is all the way down to the 10, the 5, and a touchdown, and I see no yellow on the field, and St. Joe Christian on the board.
The ball was at the 24-yard line. John, that was the line of scrimmage.
56 yards on the touchdown play for St. Joe Christian. So now a 2-point try for the Lions coming up here with a 2:07 mark of the first quarter. Braden Hoffman. Stymied several times. Now breaks that one for the score from 56 yards out. He's in the backfield again. Hands on his hips. Now he drops down into formation. 2 receivers right, 1 to the left. Snap it back. Quarterback drops. He throws to the corner, and he tried to hit Noah Dudek out there in the corner. A little too tall. He completes 16-6 Rockport, and we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 at MSC Sports Radio Network.
No matter where you are in the tri-state area, your technology matters. That's why Rockport Telephone and Midwest Data Center bring you seamless service, from residential to enterprise-grade IT support. Need reliable Wi-Fi or cybersecurity that keeps your business safe? We've got it all, whether you're streaming at home or scaling your company. Call us today for your complimentary cyber consult or to start service at 660-744-5343. Midwest Data Center and Rockport Telephone. Fiber, voice, and video services with a dedicated local support team.
This is Sunny 101.3.
This Point Drive Recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. A four-play, 63-yard drive for the Lions, capped off with a 56-yard run by Braden Hoffman. The conversion pass failed. The score stands 16-6. 2:07 to go, first quarter.
Liam Quick will kick it over the head of Brock Holmes, who is playing way up. And the ball tumbles into the end zone for a touchback, and Rockport will start out of their own 15-yard line.
John, do you get the feeling that Rockport is expecting an onside kick every time here?
Well, I think throughout the season, it's too dangerous to kick to him. You put Holman back there, if you got Meyercorth, either one of them get the ball, you're just asking for a problem. So most times they don't kick it deep to him.
And he changed it up there and did kick it into the end zone, so they'll bring it out to the 15. We're down to 2:07 to play here, John. In the first quarter, 16-6, Blue Jays on top.
Split man wide to the left side for the Blue Jays this time. We've got wingman on the right side. Holmes will step up beside the quarterback on the hip, and they're going to snap it directly back. And right on the left side, that's Meyercorth in there. Quarterback tripped up at the 40, could not keep his feet. He's down to the 30-yard line of the Lions. They'll spot him at the 29-yard line.
Tyler Wagers was over there, I think, that finally got him off balance and knocked him down. But a big gain on the play is going to put the ball inside the 30.
Rockport with a 36-yard gain there. They've had a 34-yard gain. Big chunks of times for the Blue Jays. Split them in wide to the near left side this time, Randy, I believe.
Meyercorth.
Is that Meyercorth?
Yes.
Is that Ellis? It looked like a two. It might be Meyercorth. Turn.
That's
it is
right.
Ellis. He's back, and the handoff to Holmes. They've got him around the ankle, and he steps out of it. Now he breaks another tackle, and he's down inside the 15-yard line. They had him dead to rights. The safety guy's coming up to clean up the tackle, and he pulled out the ankle tackle.
Yeah, for all practical purposes, they thought they had him tackled. Preston Davis ended up having to drag him down after he broke out of the would-be arms of the would-be tacklers there.
It went from the 29 to the 15, another 14-yard gain for the Blue Jays on the carry for Brock Holmes. Now this time they got Ellis out wide here to the right side again. Meyercorth split wide left. Snap it back, and Amther looks. He throws Meyercorth in the left flat. Sheds one tackler, still on his feet. Breaks another tackle, and he fights forward for the touchdown. The man in the middle signaled the touchdown, and it will go as a touchdown pass of 15 yards to Jack Meyercorth.
His score coming, John, with 1:06 to play here in the first quarter. 15-yard touchdown pass complete to Jack Meyercorth. That's his second touchdown reception of the afternoon.
All right, here we go again for a two-point conversion try for Rockport. The Blue Jays with a minute 6 to go in the first quarter. Meyercorth wide left. Holmes, they're in a pistol set. Give it to Brock Holmes. He runs right. He kind of takes his time. They tackle him in the end zone, but by that time, too late. It's 24-6. Rockport, we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
For over three decades, Mo Valley Ag has been your partner in precision. Whether it's crop scouting, certified advisors, or on-site specific technologies, we bring the science of agriculture to your soil. Mo Valley Ag is a locally owned and independent ag retailer, proudly offering DeKalb, Asgrow, and Stein. With GPS-guided custom applications and grid sampling, we're here to help you grow smarter. Call 660-744-5325 today or visit us on the hill in Rockport. Let Mo Valley Ag fuel your farm's future today.
Sunny 101.3.
Farm Bureau Financial Services brings you this scoring drive recap. A three-play, 65-yard drive, capped off with a 15-yard touchdown pass, Weston Amthor to Jack Meyercorth. Brock Holmes carried in for the two-point conversion. Makes our score 24-6. Blue Jays on top with 1:06 to play in the first quarter.
Ready to boot it away once again. Cook, Tatum in there for Rockport. Teed up 30-yard line. You're listening to A-Man Football this afternoon. Here's the high end-over-end kick. It's going to come down at around the 10-yard line. And Dudek upfield 15-20 and runs into a wall at about the 23-yard line.
Dudek had up a pretty good head of steam there, and he was met head-on by Camden McEnany there to lead the tackle. Also, Tayden Cook had a piece of that stop.
See where they spot the ball down here. It's going to be across the 20 to the 23-yard line. We've got 1:01 to go here. In period number one,
huddle them up. And now here come the Lions over the football. Mason Stewart, 165-pound junior quarterback, on the left hash mark. He's got Hoffman in the backfield with him. Receiver left goes in motion. That's Dudek. Give it to Hoffman up the middle. He broke a tackle, and he got to the 30. And Meyercourt's able to grab him and pull him down, or he would have had another long run.
Meyercourt was actually sitting on the ground, John, when he reached up and grabbed Hoffman, the running back, and managed to get him stopped there after a gain of 9.
It's kind of like getting caught in a snare that time. Up the field to go. First down or second down and 1. 30 seconds to go here in period number 1. Rockport up 24-6. One set back. The quarterback drops. Stewart looking to go to the air. He's going to keep it. He runs. He breaks one tackle. He's hit at the 40. He'll fight his way forward to the Rockport 38.5-yard line. It will be a gain of about 11 on the play. And the clock stops 21 seconds to go with Hiller.
Logan Ellis there to make the tackle for the Blue Jays that time. Ellis on the solo stop.
St. Joe Christian's got a little bit going now offensively, but they're down by 2 scores or more here.
St. Joe Christian needs to score every time because that's what the Blue Jays are doing. They've had 3 possessions, 3 touchdowns.
That's going to end the first quarter. Our score, the number 1 ranked Rockport Blue Jays 24, St. Joe Christian 6. Back after this 1-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If you want care that feels like family, join us at Pleasant View in Rockport. Our 60-bed skilled nursing and rehab facility offers 24-hour support, long-term and memory care, and personalized assistance with daily living. From medication management to peaceful garden strolls, we're here to help residents thrive, mind, body, and spirit. Discover a place where comfort meets compassion. Visit Pleasant View in Rockport at 470 Rainbow Drive or call 660-744-6252 to learn more. Pleasant View, compassionate care close to home.
Got a leak that just won't quit? Perry Plumbing and Septic is here to help, proudly serving Northwest Missouri with fast, reliable service you can count on. Whether it's your home or your business, we've got you covered. From busted pipes to bathroom upgrades, we bring the tools, the know-how, and the neighborly touch to get the job done right. We're also a state-licensed septic installer and offer excavation services for those big jobs. So call 660-787-0509 today and let Perry Plumbing and Septic take the pressure off that next project.
Sunny 101.3.
All right, first down and 10 for the Lions at the 39-yard line of the Blue Jays. As we start the second quarter, Mason Stewart, the quarterback, has Brayden Hoffman set in the backfield behind him. Noted Dudek set as a flanker out to the left. Stewart, hands under center, takes a snap. Dudek comes in motion to the right side. Long count. Rolling on the keeper to his right is Stewart. He gets the ball down inside to 35, fights down to about the 33-yard line. He'll have a gain of 6 on the carry.
Meyercourt will team up on the tackle this time with McEnany for Rockport to get him stopped.
Spot the football on the hash mark in from the right side. The Lions moving from our left to right from north to south. It's second down and 4 yards to go. The line of scrimmage at the 33-yard line of the Blue Jays. Just underway, opening seconds here in the second quarter. Mason Stewart, again, your quarterback, will be under center for this snap. Set behind him is Brayden Hoffman as the running back. The ends are in tight on the right side. Stewart looks at a 4-man down line, takes a snap, gives the ball up the middle straight ahead to Noah Dudek. Dudek is taken down at about the 32-yard line. He'll get a yard, maybe 2 on the carry.
Desmond Chaney gets the stop this time for Rockport. Randy, have I told you that St. Joe Christian has more rushing yards than Rockport? Despite being down 18 points, would you believe me?
That would be a surprise, wouldn't it? Third down and 2 now to go. Third and a long 2. Football just outside the 31-yard line, squirreling between the hash marks. St. Joe Christian, again, moving from our left to right, from north to south. Mason Stewart is the quarterback. He'll be under center once again. This time set deep behind him is Brayden Hoffman, the running back. Stewart has a tight end to the right, gives to Hoffman right up the middle. Hoffman is hit at the line of scrimmage and driven back. I don't believe he's going to get the first down. He's going to be about a yard short, John.
Off the bottom of the pile for Rockport that time, leading the charge in there, Quentin Jackson. He'll get credit for the stop, and it brings up fourth and short.
So the football is just outside the 30-yard line, squarely between the hash marks. Fourth down and a yard to go. 10-14 to play here in the second quarter. Rockport up 24-6 over St. Joe Christian. Here come the Lions over the football. Mason Stewart will be under center once again. Ends tight on both sides of the line. Stewart takes a snap. He's back to pass. The ball is knocked down. It's loose. They're going to call an incomplete pass.
No.
And that was fourth down. Rockport's going to take over. Wait
no,
a minute.
There's a flag on the play. Dudick turned up the field early. So it's going to be a procedure call against St. Joe Christian, but Rockport will deny it.
Yeah, they'll decline that, so they'll take over on downs. It'll be first and 10 for the Rockport Blue Jays. The ball at their own 31-yard line is where they'll take it over with 9:55 to go here in the second quarter.
Loss. Well, they're going to spot the ball back. The original
yeah.
line of scrimmage.
That's interesting. All right, the ball now just inside Rockport's own 30. They take over. Weston Amthor is your quarterback. Rock Holmes, the running back. Jaden Cook, the fullback. They'll set in the pistol formation. Holmes sets in the backfield behind Amthor, the quarterback. Meyercorth is in motion. They give the ball to Meyercorth, coming around from right to left. Meyercorth cuts inside across the 30, reverses field, got a block, 35, midfield 40, across the 40. He'll have first down yardage down to the 39-yard line.
Getting up off the tackle that time is going to be big Kazea Haywood. They don't have a wait list on him, but he's going to be the biggest player on the field this afternoon.
I'd be surprised. I'd be surprised if he isn't in the 250, 260 range there, John.
Yeah.
All right, first down and 10 for the Blue Jays. The ball at the 38-yard line, despite the fact that it says second down across the way. At the 38-yard line, first and 10. Weston Amthor in the pistol. Holmes sets behind him, calling his count. They turn, give the ball to Holmes. Off the right side, spin move, broken tackle inside the 35, down to the 30, and flags come in. And we may have a face mask call here.
Well, if we don't, something's wrong. Holmes will pick up short yards again in there. Is Big Haywood.
I've learned sometimes what I see and what they see are two different things, though, John.
Well, they should have saw that, yeah.
Waiting for the man in the white hat to indicate it is a face mask call. That penalty yardage will result in a first and 10 for the Rockport Blue Jays with 9:21 to play here in this second quarter. Today's game being brought to you in part by the Citizens Bank and Trust in Mount City and Rockport, also by Community Medical Center, and by Fertilizer Service Company, teaming up to bring you this afternoon's coverage of Blue Jays football.
It's Bobby spot on the 27 after the 5-yard penalty, right?
All right, first and 10 at the 27-yard line. Weston Amthor in the pistol set with Holmes set behind him. Calling his count, that's Meyercorth split wide to the right. They give to Holmes. Holmes headed to backfield, spun, then got knocked down. He'll lose yardage. They got through and got to him in the backfield for a loss of a couple.
It was Hoffman, Braden Hoffman, the 175-pound sophomore, got great penetration this time. It's a loss of about two.
Yes, loss of two puts the football back out to the 29-yard line, rather. Second down and 12 yards to go coming up now for the Blue Jays. Amthor, Dalton Hayes, the big center. Dayton Hayes leads him up to the line of scrimmage. That's Jack Meyer, of course, split wide to the right on second down and 12. Amthor with the snap, wants to throw, has complete to Meyercorth. Meyercorth at the 20, has first down yardage. He's at the 15, spun out of a tackler to the 10, inside the 10. He'll have first and goal for the Blue Jays.
Well, they had plenty of guys trying to tackle him. Finally getting a stop down there is, I don't have that number, and I believe is Montgomery, one of the tacklers.
Lots of opportunities there to get him down. They could not get him off his feet. The ball is spotted at the 9-yard line. It'll be first and goal. From the 9, the ball on the right hash mark. Blue Jays lead it right now, 24-6. They come over the football, threatening once again. They have scored on their first three possessions. This is the fourth time they've had the football. Weston Amthor is the quarterback in that little pistol set. Takes a snap, gives to Holmes. Holmes runs off the left, breaks a tackle, and he'll go into the end zone for the touchdown. It'll be a 9-yard touchdown carry for Brock Holmes. The score coming with 7 minutes and 55 seconds to play here in the second quarter.
Another touchdown for the Blue Jays. That runs our score up to 30-6 with 7:55 to go here in the first half.
For Brock Holmes, his second rushing touchdown of the afternoon. Now we'll line up and go for the 2-point conversion. Let's see what they're going to do here. It's Holmes again in the backfield, set behind Amthor. Amthor takes a snap, pitches to Holmes. He'll run to the right side and go in standing. Up, untouched. Moves our score 32-6. Rockport on top, 7:55 to go here in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you looking for insurance with a touch of heart and hometown service? At Oswald Crow Agency in Rockport, we've been protecting families and businesses for generations. Whether it's Missouri, Nebraska, or anywhere in the Midwest, our experienced team crafts personal and commercial policies that fit your life because we believe insurance should be personal. Call 660-744-6249 to talk with an agent today. Oswald Crow Agency, family-owned, independently operated, and always here for you.
Sunny 101.3.
Our scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Service, Paul City and Auburn. Call Tosh Arm Connect today to protect the things that are most important to you, your home, family, farm, and future. That Blue Jay scoring drive took five plays to cover 50 yards, capped off with a 9-yard touchdown run by Brock Holmes, his second rushing touchdown of the afternoon. Holmes carried in for the 2-point conversion. Rockport goes up 32-6 with 7:56 to play here in the second period. All right, ready to kick it away for the Blue Jays is Tayden Cook. A high, long end-over-ender is going to be fielded by Dudek at the 7. He's out to the 10, the 15. Out near the 20 and taken down right at about the 20-yard line, and that's where the Lions will begin 1st and 10 from their own 20.
Leading the charge down there, Case Millsap, Jr., 125-pounder for Rockport to get that stop.
My name is Randy Gatula, seated alongside John Nixon this afternoon here in St. Joseph, Missouri, St. Joe Christian High School. Kurt Kilman, our producer-engineer for this afternoon's presentation of Missouri 8-Man High School Football. 7:59 to go here in the second quarter, 32-6. Rockport has had the ball four times. They have scored four touchdowns, John.
Very efficient.
Mason Stewart is the quarterback for the Lions. He'll bring him up to the line of scrimmage. Hoffman sets in the backfield. They put a wide receiver wide to the left as Preston Davis this time. Now they'll bring the end in tight to the right. Calling his count is Stewart. He has a snap. Gives the ball to Hoffman. Hoffman is going to be hit and wrapped up after a short gain. Going to get 3, maybe 4 yards on the carry. A
couple of guys hit about the same time there for the Blue Jays that time. It included on the stop. Tayden Cook also in there with it is Desmond Janney.
We'll call it a gain of 4, second down and a long 6 yards to go. The football just shy of the 24-yard line inside the left hash. Lions moving left to right, north to south. Black pants, black jerseys, white numerals this afternoon. Calling his starting count is Stewart. Stewart with the football, hands it up the middle of the running back straight ahead. Running room clear out to the 39-yard line to Brayden Hoffman. It'll be a first down. They found some running room in that defense there against Rockport.
Hoffman finally brought down by Logan Ellis, and he'll be spotted down at his own 39-yard line.
1st and 10 now for the St. Joe Christian Lions. They came into the game 6-5 on the year. Of course, most of our listeners are aware the Blue Jays, 11-0 undefeated, ranked number one in the state in 8-man. The ball is now at the 39-yard line, 1st and 10 for the Lions. Clock is running, 6:49 to go first half, 32-6, Blue Jays on top. Quarterback Stewart calls his cadence. Dudek comes in motion, dumps out to Dudek. He makes the catch. Then he's going to be hit, knocked out of bounds right at about the 35-yard line.
Pushed out of bounds by Tayden Cook out here. Just came a little floater out of the backfield that time and a good pickup of around 7, looks like.
Yeah, they're going to give him about 7 or maybe 6-7. He's going to have second down and a long 3 yards to go now. The ball just inside the 35-yard line. Clock is down to 6:37 to go here in the first half. Again, if you're just checking in, 32-6, Rockport with the lead. Quarterback Mason Stewart looks at just 2 down linemen, now 3 down linemen for the Blue Jays. Calling his count. Stewart, quarterback sneak right up the middle. He'll have first down yardage. He's got the ball down to the 30-yard line.
Cook again on the stop, along with Meyer for the Blue Jays, but first down for the Lions.
John, do you notice when you call the defense how often you call Tayden Cook's name?
Yep, a lot.
Leading tackler on this team, and he shows you why on almost every snap. 1st down and 10 now with the football at the 30-yard line of the Blue Jays. On the right hash mark, the wide side of the field is to the left for Mason Stewart and company. He'll bring them to the line of scrimmage. Double tight end set this time. Single setback is Braden Hoffman. Dudek goes in motion. Chasing him in motion is one of the defenders for Rockport. And all that's before the ball is snapped.
Well, he got there in a hurry. Offsides. Move the ball up 5 yards. It'll bring up a first and five.
Quentin Jackson came across the line of scrimmage and took off after the motion back well before the ball was snapped here. Penalty flag stops the clock with 6:02 to go here in the first half. Here come the Lions over the football. Mason Stewart has Dudek sent as a flanker out to the right side. Hoffman in the backfield behind him. Dudek goes in motion. Give the ball to Hoffman. Ball is loose. Everybody after it. I think one of the Lions dove back and got on the football and recovered the fumble there for St. Joe Christian.
Hoffman that jumped back on the football that time to save the possession.
So it'll bring up second down and about 5 yards to go. Again, the football is spotted at the 25-yard line now. 32-6, Rockport leading here in this Missouri 8-man quarterfinal game this afternoon in St. Joseph. On second down from the 25-yard line, quarterback Stewart under center has the snap. Again, gives it to Hoffman. He's got running room. Hoffman on his feet, fights his way all the way down to almost the 10-yard line. He's going to be stopped just outside the 10. It'll be first and 10 from about the 11, John.
Pick up a 14, the saving tackle teamed up Logan Ellis and Jack Meyercourt for the Blue Jays.
So the Lions, although they're trailing 32-6 here in this second quarter, not going to go away. They're coming right down the field with some success. First and 10 at the 11-yard line of the Rockport Blue Jays. Mason Stewart looks over the defensive set, calls his count. Dudek goes in motion out to the left. Now we've got a whistle sound here, and they stop play. A flag is thrown.
I don't know. Offsides against Rockport. They must have lined up in the neutral zone.
Apparently nobody was jumping around, so they would have had to have lined up that way. 5-yard penalty is going to put the football just outside the 5. Second down and 5 from the 6 is where we're at, John.
If you say so.
I'm sorry. First and 5 from the 6. As Mason Stewart calls his count. Dudek again in motion as per usual. Back to piss the ball back to the right side. Dudek dives forward. He stopped short of the goal line. Meyercourt got over there and got him down at around the 3-yard line.
Jack Meyercourt got up there and was able to trip him up as he kind of wanted to jump over him, but Meyercourt said, "No, I'm going to stop you here."
So spot the ball at the 3-yard line. It'll be your 2-yard line, actually. Second down and 2. The ball is just inside the 3, John. Second, about 2.5 yards to go is where it's spotted. 4.5 minutes to go here in the first half. 32-6, Rockport on top. Quarterback Mason Stewart taking his time. Steps under center now. Stewart calls his count. Long count at the line of scrimmage. Bulls pitches the ball back to Hoffman. Hoffman is hit at the line, and he got in for the touchdown.
Trying to get a 3-yard line, I guess, John, so it'll be a 3-yard touchdown run. And he did his best to get him stopped, spun him around, but couldn't keep him out of the goal line that time. And it's 32-12.
Hoffman on the carry, his second rushing touchdown of the afternoon for the Lions. This score coming with 4 minutes and 23 seconds to play here in the second quarter. So now we'll line up and go for the 2-point conversion. See what they're going to do here. Mason Stewart is your quarterback. He's going to put wide receivers to the right this side. Time, 2 wideouts to the right side. Stewart moves Dudek out to the left in motion. They turn, give to Hoffman right up the middle. He tries to pitch the ball back. Now it comes over to the right side. A double lateral, the 2-point conversion. Here again is Mason Stewart, but we've got a flag on the play.
A flag, I think, came after the play was over, perhaps. We'll see.
They had the running back stop, so he pitched it back, and then they pitched it back a second time. Still waiting for a clarification here, John. What are they going to tell us?
I think it was after. The flag came really late, so I think something after the play maybe, but defense for Rockport stays out on the field, and here it looks like the offense is coming back now for St. Joe Christian. Let's see.
They have to have, on the playground, we called it a do-over.
Yeah.
They're still discussing it, the officials. lengthy discussion among our officials. All five of them were involved there. Now we're going to get the ruling.
Illegal. One of the pitches was illegal, so it's no good.
Okay, so the conversion fails, and our score goes 32-12. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When it comes to growing strong yields, trust the local team that knows your fields. Fertilizer Service Company in Fairfax, Missouri offers premium chemical and fertilizer products, plus expert custom application for your crops and pastures. Whether you're prepping for planting or managing mid-season growth, we're here to help your operation thrive. Call 660-686-2402 today and partner with folks who will treat your farm like their own. Fertilizer Service Company, growing with you for over 50 years.
Sunny 101.3.
Our scoring recaps are brought to you by the folks at Farm Bureau Financial Services in Falls City and Auburn. See them for all of your needs. Call Tasha Arm Connect today to protect the things that matter most to you.
8 plays, 60 yards for the Lions. Braden Hoffman scores from 3 yards out. The conversion attempt fails. The score goes 32-12 now with 4:23 to play here in the first half. Rockport Blue Jays on top. Ready for the ensuing kickoff. An end over ender, backing up is Holmes. Holmes fields the ball at the 15. He comes forward to the 20, breaks out to his left, turns a corner at the 25. Got away, spun out of a tackler, now taken out of bounds near the 30. Ooh, a hit comes, a little bit on the late side. Only 2 or 3 yards out of bounds. And the Holmes gets the ball returned out to the 30-yard line is where they'll mark it. The Blue Jays still have 4 minutes and 15 seconds left with which to work here in this first half, leading 32-12. They'll take over first and 10 at their own 30. Weston Anthor is the quarterback. Brock Holmes the running back. Tayden Cook lines up at a fullback. He's either to the left or right behind the guard, primarily as a blocking back, John, is what they've used him for all season. Wide receiver coming to the left side now is Logan Ellis this time, I believe.
Meyercourt, the quarterback.
Meyercourt will take the snap this time. On first and 10 from the 30. Meyercourt keeps the ball himself right at the middle. 35, midfield the 40. At the 35, the 30. A foot race. He's got a blocker. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. There it is. 50 yards in one play.
Not going to outrun him. And he got one pretty decent little, wasn't really even a block, just got in the way down there by one of his teammates that kept the one last defender from getting close to him.
Jack Meyercourt just took that direct snap at the quarterback position and went 50 yards for the touchdown. So a quick response from the Blue Jays to that sustained drive here by the Lions a moment ago. Now we'll line up for the two-point conversion. Ellis is wide to the right. Meyercourt is wide to the left. Holmes in the backfield behind the quarterback. Anthor calls his starting count. That's Ellis coming in motion. Gives the ball to Holmes. Holmes runs into the traffic. He'll carry it in for the two-point conversion. And our score now is 40-12. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Scoring recaps provided to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services, Fall City and Auburn. Call Tasha Arm Connect to protect the things that are most important to you, home, family, farm, and future.
It was Jack Meyercourt, a one-play, 50-yard scramble right up the middle for the touchdown. Holmes carried in for the two-point conversion. Rockport moves the score out now 40-12 with 4:04 to play, still in the first half here at St. Joe Christian. Tayden Cook has the football teed up for the Blue Jays. Set to kick it away. I think that's Dudek back deep to return it.
Yes.
There's the low driving kick into the end zone, out of the end zone. Kick that thing halfway to Hamburg. Way up the line. And it'll come out to the 15-yard line. It'll be first and 10.
The folks here are brilliant at St. Joe Christian because they got the grill going down here to the south, and the wind is out of the south, and it's coming right across the stands, making everybody hungry.
This presentation of Rockport Blue Chase Football is brought to you in part by Kent Fisher Insurance, by Farmer State Bank, by Atchison Holt Electric, also by Hiawatha Implement, with offices in Hiawatha and Mountain City, Midwest Data Center, and Missouri Valley Ag. Say thanks to those folks if you enjoy this coverage of Blue Jays football. Here come the Lions over the ball, trailing now 40-12. Mason Stewart is the quarterback. He'll put two wide receivers to the left side of the field this time, John, with a single setback, Hoffman in the backfield behind him. They take the snap, a little reverse. The ball is caught in the backfield. Ryder Heron was all over the ball carrier when he took the pitch.
Dudek ended up with a basket with a football.
He was probably wishing it was a basketball.
Yeah.
Ryder Heron chased him.
Well,
now, how do we end up back up here when the Heron caught Dudek?
I must give him forward progress.
Wow. Very generous. Second down and 10. The ball back at the 15-yard line once again. Ryder Heron was driving him into next week back there. Hoffman sets in the backfield behind the quarterback, Stewart. Stewart calling his cadence. Yes, no fakes to Hoffman. Here the ball is loose on the turf. Having to dive back on it was Dudek. Dudek just didn't get the pitch as he was coming around from left to right and just had to dive back on the football.
Jumping on top of the play to end it all was Quentin Jackson for Rockport. And all it brings up third down and about 16, it looks like.
Yeah, it looks like a loss of at least five on the play. The ball is now back near the 10-yard line. 3:34 to play here in the first half. 40-12, Rockport on top. This afternoon's broadcast brought to you in part by Pleasant View Senior Living, as well as Perry Plumbing and Septic, also Osborne Pro Agency in Rockport. On third down and 15 yards to go from the 10-yard line, Mason Stewart looks at a three-down lineman from Rockport, pitches the ball out there, got a halfback pass, well overthrown. The intended receiver was Hoffman, and not even close. I'm not sure they uncorked that one, whether there was a receiver out here or not, John.
Well, Meyercourt had the best shot at it, and he pulled very close.
Yeah, it was well overthrown. It out through everybody, the intended receiver, the defensive backs, and it's going to bring up a punting situation in to punt the ball away. It's going to be Preston Davis. Davis is going to stand at his own goal line on fourth down and 15 from the 10. Still 3:06 left with which to work here for Rockport if they get their hands on the ball. Davis gets the kick out of there, but barely. Not a long kick. The ball bounces at the 35, and it's going to roll dead at the 35-yard line. And the Rockport Blue Jays, John, are going to start this drive in Lion territory at the 35-yard line. That's where they'll be with the football.
We've got 2 minutes, 58 seconds to go. That would be a sustained drive for Rockport if they took all 2:58 off the clock here.
They've been coming pretty fast and furious here with the scoring. Every possession has resulted in a touchdown for the Blue Jays. First and 10, Rockport at the 35-yard line. Weston Amthor splits Jack Meyercourt wide to the right. To the left comes Logan Ellis. Two wide out, spread set formation. Shotgun formation for Amthor. Ellis in motion from left to right. They throw the ball pass complete out to the right side. That's Meyercourt making the catch inside the 30. He'll get about 9 yards on the carry. He'll be down to the 26-yard line. He'll have a gain of 9. It'll bring up second down and a yard to go.
Well, and Meyercourt's helmet came off, so they stopped the clock momentarily here. Let's see what we got.
So the football is
a flag down?
Not that I see.
They haven't moved the down marker yet. Yes, there is, way over on the sideline.
Well, whatever, he was short of the first down. He only had a gain of 9. Personal foul is going to be called on the offense. Well, Rockport is going to be tagged for a personal foul, and that can be a drive killer in a hurry, John.
Well, the play is going to count, and they're going to mark off 15. I think it must have been something after the play.
So the ball is going to be moved back into Blue Jays territory at the 39-yard line, where it will be first down and 16 yards to go now. Still 2 minutes, 50 seconds to play here in the first half. 40-12, your score. Blue Jays on top. Weston Amthor is your quarterback. This time he'll put Meyercourt wide to the right side of the field. That's the short side.
in the backfield sets Brock Holmes behind the quarterback. Anthor on 2nd and 16 takes a snap, gets to Holmes. He breaks to the left, breaks a tackle on his feet inside the 30. Holmes needed 16. He got about 15 of them right there, John.
He did. A couple of spins and just a very strong run for the Rockport Jr.
Thing about Brock Holmes, you think you got him tackled, and he's got that spin move. We've been watching that for 4 weeks in a row now, John. He just makes that spin and spins right out of the arms of a would-be tackler. Third down and one to go now. Third and one at the 26-yard line for the Blue Jays. They lead it 40-12. Weston Amthor, the signal caller for Rockport. On third and one, Amthor has the snap. Gives to Holmes. They blow the whistle, throw the flag before the play unfolds. We're going to have a for offsides call on the defense.
I saw that fly, and I thought it was the football that was going in the air.
5-yard penalty will move the football to the 21-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for Rockport. Blue Jay fans are having a ball here. They outnumber the St. Joe Christian Lion fans here by quite a bit. A lot of folks made the trip down the interstate from Rockport, and they're having a great time this afternoon.
You won't get an easier trip than
that's
that.
For sure. At the 21-yard line, first and 10, Blue Jays. Weston Amthor looks at three down linemen this time on defense. They're sneaking up into the gap like they want to blitz him. Amthor's got pressure. He's going to throw down to the corner for Meyercourt just out of his reach of his arm. Meyercourt in the end zone, and that pass only overthrown by a foot or so, or it would have been another six for the Blue Jays.
Believe that's the first incompletion of the afternoon for Amthor.
Well, this has been an efficient offensive machine here for the Rockport Blue Jays. They have come up with touchdowns on five possessions in a row. Five possessions, five TDs. This is possession number six, facing second down and 10 from the 21-yard line of the Lions. Amthor has Meyercourt to the near side of the field as the spread for the spread out wide receiver. Pitch the ball to Holmes running to the right. He cuts back in. Oh, he'll be tripped up as he got inside the 20. Go forward for about five. That's about the only way you're going to tackle Brock Holmes.
Aiden Martindale went down, got him around the ankle, and just tripped him. They tried to jump over him after a gain of about four.
Yeah, give Holmes a gain of four. Brings up third down and 6 yards to go. The new line of scrimmage is at the 17-yard line on the right side hash mark. Rockport moving right to left, south to north. Meyercourt right to the right side of the field. Amthor is your quarterback. Set in the backfield back there. Rice or Hale this time, I think it is, off to the right side. Quarterback, give to Holmes. Holmes broke through the arms of one tackler. He's going to have first down yardage inside the 10-yard line. Put him down to about the 9. Should be first and goal for the Blue Jays.
Connor Wagers, the senior, grabbed him by the jersey. That's how they get a lot of the stops on Holmes.
Clock down to 50 seconds to go here now. And running, 45 seconds. Time clicking away here on the Blue Jays. First and goal at the 9. 40 seconds to go. They're taking a lot of time getting up to the line of scrimmage. Burning a lot of clock here. Amthor takes a snap, gives to Holmes. Holmes on the way. He's hit. Dropped down at the 5-yard line. Clocking down to 25 seconds. 24. Now we're finally going to get a timeout here by Rockport. The Blue Jays take timeout with 23 seconds to go. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to Rockport Blue Jays football on Sunny 101.3 at the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello everyone, this is Natalia, a health navigator at Community Medical Center. Medicare open enrollment is happening now through December 7th. It's the perfect time to review your plan and make sure your coverage still fits your needs. If you'd like help understanding your options or setting up a plan review, call Community Medical Center 402-245-6739 to schedule a time. Community Medical Center, amazing people, exceptional care.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, John Nixon with you live this afternoon from St. Joe Christian High School. Kirk Kilman, our producer-engineer for this afternoon's presentation of Missouri 8-man quarterfinals football playoffs here. The football is spotted at the 5-yard line, second down and goal. 23 seconds left to play here in this first half. Rockport up 40-12. Weston Amthor, the junior signal caller, brings him to the line of scrimmage. He'll put Jack Meyercourt wide to the left side of the field.
Running back is Brock Holmes. They turn. Give it to Holmes. Holmes crashes into the middle. He's going to be stopped just short. He needed 5. He got about 3. Looks like he's down near the 2-yard line. 14 seconds, 13 seconds. Timeout taken with 14 seconds by Rockport. The Blue Jays stop the clock. We'll step aside again for a 30-second break. You're listening to Blue Jays Football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over 4 decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence, proudly serving Hiawatha and Mound City. Whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement, powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to St. Joe Christian High School. 14 seconds left to play here in the first half. The Rockport Blue Jays on top, 40-12. Blue Jays have the football, facing third down and goal at the 2-yard line. What do you run here, John? Who do you suppose ought to carry it?
Minor court.
Well, I'm
just telling you.
Last week in this situation, they came out, faked the handoff to Holmes. Everybody piled on him. And then Amthor just walked into the end zone untouched. Here we go. Third down and goal at the 2-yard line. Amthor will have home set behind him. Meyercourt the split to the left side of the field. Taking their time. Looking over the defensive set here is Amthor. Now they get set. Amthor calls his starting count. He has the snap, gives to Holmes. Holmes traces to the left side. He'll reach across the line for the touchdown. And it'll be a 2-yard touchdown carry for Brock Holmes, his third rushing touchdown of the afternoon for the Blue Jays. This score coming with just 10 seconds left to play here in the first half, second quarter.
Well, they've been perfect on their two-point tries, Randy. That's an overlooked stat a lot of times. Boy, that's so far, what, 5 touchdowns, 6 touchdowns?
Yeah. Brock Holmes has carried it in 5 times for the two-point conversions. This will be their 6th try of the afternoon. Holmes has carried it in on all the previous attempts. Let's see what they do this time. There's a snap. There's the give to Holmes. Holmes running forward, and he will get in there, I believe. They did signal that was in, didn't they? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. 48-12. Rockport on top. 10 seconds to play here in the first half. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When it comes to protecting your crops, trust the name that you know and the name that knows you. Kent Fisher Insurance. Located right on Main Street in Rockport, Kent Fisher Insurance specializes in crop coverage tailored to your farm's unique needs. With years of experience and a commitment to service, we're here to help you weather any season. Stop by or give us a call at 660-744-5366. Kent Fisher Insurance. Rooted in Rockport, but growing with you. Kent Fisher Insurance is an equal opportunity employer.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Toy Drive Recap being brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services with offices in Auburn and Falls City. An 8-play, 35-yard drive. Brock Holmes carried in from 2 yards out. That's his third rushing touchdown of the afternoon. Holmes carried in for the two-point conversion. Rockport goes up now 48-12 with 10 seconds left to play here in the first half.
We have no skin in the game other than we don't want to travel next week. Concordia is winning that other game right now. They're leading. That would be the game that would be at Rockport next week.
Oh, that would be just fine. Here's the kickoff. It's going to be over Dudek's head into the end zone, out of the end zone. And the Lions will have the football, 1st and 10, working from their own 15-yard line, but only 10 seconds left with which to work here in the first half. John, a beautiful afternoon for high school football for the 22nd day of November. I'm telling you, buddy, 51 degrees at kickoff. We're up to 54 degrees here. A little bit of a breeze out of the southwest at 12 to 15 miles an hour. And I imagine for the people sitting in the shade out here with that wind blowing behind him, it might be a little bit cool, but
a little chillier.
Oh, gorgeous day for the players, though. Quarterback Mason Stewart on 1st and 10 from his own 15-yard line. As I said, only 10 seconds with which to work here. Stewart puts a man in motion. That's Dudek. He comes and sets to the right side. Now goes in motion out to the right. Back to pass. Over the middle. Pass falls incomplete. Intended for Dudek, but the coverage was collapsing on him, just like a barn door slamming shut on you there.
Wonder if that pass didn't get tipped at the line. Jumping up in there, Gibbard, he's 6'3", and
yeah,
that ball didn't come out clean.
Either tipped or very poorly thrown, one or the other.
I'm going to say tip. We'll give him a break.
Incompleted pass stops the clock with 7 seconds to go here now in the first half. And again, Stewart puts a receiver this time. Max Montgomery goes wide to the left side of the field. Dudek always in motion. Every time they snap it, he comes and resets out to the right. Back to pass to Stewart, looking over the middle for Dudek. And again, the pass just thrown behind him on the ground. Don't think that one was tipped, John. It just missed the mark.
Well, you got 4 seconds to go here on this final possession, the first half here in Rockport.
You're sure getting their money's worth, man. Sure getting their money's worth for 10 seconds here.
Yeah, they are. They are.
Third down and 10 from the 15-yard line. Probably one more shot at it here before the half. Mason Stewart. Under center. Just took a knee. Just took a knee. Now, they stopped the clock with 1 second for some reason. Look at this.
They're going to run it out.
Okay, so at the half, the Rockport Blue Jays are leading the Lions of St. Joe Christian. Our halftime score, Rockport 48, St. Joe Christian 12. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. Be back with our halftime show. The halftime show being presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu. We're back in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Farmers State Bank is proud to be your community bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, Maitland, and St. Joe, Missouri. With regional strength and a local advantage, they are committed to serving your financial needs through individualized customer service. Visit fcsbank.bank to learn more. Best of luck to all the players and coaches in tonight's game from everyone at Farmers State Bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, Maitland, and St. Joe, Missouri. Farmers State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
No matter where you are in the tri-state area, your technology matters. That's why Rockport Telephone and Midwest Data Center bring you seamless service from residential to enterprise-grade IT support. Need reliable Wi-Fi or cybersecurity that keeps your business safe? We've got it all, whether you're streaming at home or scaling your company. Call us today for your complimentary cyber consult or to start service at 660-744-5343. Midwest Data Center and Rockport Telephone. Fiber, voice, and video services with a dedicated local support team.
Atchison Holt Electric Cooperative, 75 years of excellence. Together we save. Plug into the power of your Touchstone Energy Cooperative membership. As your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, they strive to provide dependable electricity at a competitive cost to every member. You have power, the power to have a voice in how the co-op is run, to energize and enhance your life with affordable electricity. This farming season, watch out for those overhead power lines.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to St. Joe Christian High School. It's halftime. The Rockport Blue Jays leading the Lions of St. Joe Christian 48-12 at halftime. It's time now for our halftime report presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from death. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu. Well, the Blue Jays got on the board in the opening minute of play, 11:09 to play in the first quarter. 9-yard touchdown run by Brock Holmes that capped a 2-play, 9-yard drive. Holmes carried in for the 2-point conversion. Blue Jays went up 8-0. With 4:30 to go in the first quarter, it was a 3-yard touchdown pass from Weston Anthor to Jack Meyercourt that capped a 5-play, 51-yard drive. Holmes again for the 2-point conversion, made it 16-0. But with 2:07 to go in the first quarter, the Lions came battling back. A 56-yard touchdown run by Braden Hoffman. That was a four-play, 63-yard drive. The conversion failed. The Blue Jays were up 16-6. With 1:06 to go, still in the first quarter, a 15-yard touchdown pass, Weston Amthor to Jack Meyercorth. That was a three-play, 65-yard drive. Holmes carried in for the two-point conversion for the third time this afternoon, made it 24-6. We moved into the second stanza. Rockport opened the scoring with 7:55 to go in the second period. A 9-yard touchdown run by Brock Holmes, his second touchdown of the afternoon. That was a 5-play, 50-yard drive. Holmes again for the 2-point conversion for the fourth time, and it was 32-6. With 4:23 to play in the first half, a 3-yard touchdown run by Braden Hoffman for the Lions capped off an 8-play, 60-yard drive, but the conversion failed. Blue Jays were still up by 20, 32-12, with 4:23 to go in the first half. Rockport managed two more touchdowns at the 4:04 mark. Jack Meyercorth scored on a 50-yard run, a 1-play, 50-yard drive. Home for the 2-point conversion, made it 40-12. And then with just 10 seconds to go in the first half, Brock Holmes scored his third rushing touchdown of the afternoon. This one from 2 yards out, capping an 8-play, 35-yard drive. Brock Holmes also carried in for his 6th 2-point conversion, made it 48-12. Rockport on top. Blue Jays had 6 possessions, and they scored touchdowns on all 6 of them. They had 48 points in that first half, leading 48-12. This halftime report has been presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu. Our presenting sponsor for this afternoon's broadcast is Mead Lumber Company, building more than projects, building community. Say thanks to Mead Lumber Company for this presentation of high school sports. We're going to take a 2-minute break here, then update you with the latest weather forecast. We'll take another 2-minute break, and then we'll be back with some first half stats. John Nixon will share those with you right after this on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over 3 decades, Mo Valley Ag has been your partner in precision. Whether it's crop scouting, certified advisors, or on-site specific technologies, we bring the science of agriculture to your soil. Mo Valley Ag is a locally owned and independent ag retailer, proudly offering DeKalb, Asgro, and Stein. With GPS-guided custom applications and grid sampling, we're here to help you grow smarter. Call 660-744-5325 today or visit us on the hill in Rockport. Let Mo Valley Ag fuel your farm's future today. Got a leak that just won't quit? Perry Plumbing and Septic is here to help, proudly serving Northwest Missouri with fast, reliable service you can count on. Whether it's your home or your business, we've got you covered. From busted pipes to bathroom upgrades, we bring the tools, the know-how, and the neighborly touch to get the job done right. We're also a state-licensed septic installer and offer excavation services for those big jobs. So call 660-787-0509 today and let Perry Plumbing and Septic take the pressure off that next project.
If you want care that feels like family, join us at Pleasant View in Rockport. Our 60-bed skilled nursing and rehab facility offers 24-hour support, long-term and memory care, and personalized assistance with daily living. From medication management to peaceful garden strolls, we're here to help residents thrive, mind, body, and spirit. Discover a place where comfort meets compassion. Visit Pleasant View in Rockport at 470 Rainbow Drive or call 660-744-6252 to learn more. Pleasant View, compassion. Passionate care close to home.
Are you looking for insurance with a touch of heart and hometown service? At Oswald Crow Agency in Rockport, we've been protecting families and businesses for generations. Whether it's Missouri, Nebraska, or anywhere in the Midwest, our experienced team crafts personal and commercial policies that fit your life because we believe insurance should be personal. Call 660-744-6249 to talk with an agent today. Oswald Crow Agency, family owned, independently operated, and always here for you.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Before the turkey hits the table, hit the pavement for a cause. It's Community Medical Center's annual turkey trot, Thursday, November 27th. Walk, run, or stroll to support the Senka Food Pantry and Richardson County House of Hope.
Join us on the CMC campus. Registration starts at 7:30 with the trot kicking off at 8. Entry's just $25 and every step makes a difference. Register online or contact Linda Santo with questions. Let's give thanks and give back. The CMC Turkey Trot, November 27th in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
I'm meteorologist Paul Trobley with your weather for the tri-state area. With a mix of clouds and sunshine for today, we'll see highs around 60. Winds out of the southwest from 5 to 10. For tonight, clear to partly cloudy, mid-30s with a light northwest wind. And that will take in some more sunshine Sunday, with high temperatures back around 60 degrees. Winds will stay variable from 5 to 10, generally turn to the southeast later in the day. And then we'll see increasing clouds on Sunday night, mid-40s, with some rain shower chances moving in during the overnight. South winds stay at 5 to 10. More scattered showers in the forecast for Monday then, with a high in the mid-50s. South winds 10 to 15. Rain chances taper off on Monday night with a low near 40. And then partly sunny skies develop on Tuesday with a high temperature around 50 degrees. Mid-20s with partly cloudy skies Tuesday night. Highs will fall off in the lower 40s on Wednesday with partly sunny skies taking us into midweek. This is weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley on Sunny 101.3.
For over four decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence, proudly serving Hiawatha and Mound City. Whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement, powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
When it comes to growing strong yields, trust the local team that knows your fields. Fertilizer Service Company in Fairfax, Missouri offers premium chemical and fertilizer products, plus expert custom application for your crops and pastures. Whether you're prepping for planting or managing mid-season growth, we're here to help your operation thrive. Call 660-686-2402 today and partner with folks who will treat your farm like their own. Fertilizer Service Company, growing with you for over 50 years.
When it comes to protecting your crops, trust the name that you know and the name that knows you. Kent Fisher Insurance. Located right on Main Street in Rockport, Kent Fisher Insurance specializes in crop coverage tailored to your farm's unique needs. With years of experience and a commitment to service, we're here to help you weather any season. Stop by or give us a call at 660-744-5366. Kent Fisher Insurance. Rooted in Rockport, but growing with you. Kent Fisher Insurance is an equal opportunity employer.
Farmers State Bank is proud to be your community bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, Maitland, and St. Joe, Missouri. With regional strength and a local advantage, they are committed to serving your financial needs through individualized customer service. Visit fcsbank.bank to learn more. Best of luck to all the players and coaches in tonight's game from everyone at Farmers State Bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, Maitland, and St. Joe, Missouri. Farmers State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Atchison Holt Electric Cooperative, 75 years of excellence. Together we save. Plug into the power of your Touchstone Energy Cooperative membership. As your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, they strive to provide dependable electricity at a competitive cost to every member. You have power, the power to have a voice in how the co-op is run, to energize and enhance your life with affordable electricity. This farming season, watch out for those overhead power lines.
No matter where you are in the tri-state area, your technology matters. That's why Rockport Telephone and Midwest Data Center bring you seamless service, from residential to enterprise-grade IT support. Need reliable Wi-Fi or cybersecurity that keeps your business safe? We've got it all, whether you're streaming at home or scaling your company. Call us today for your complimentary cyber consult or to start service at 660-744-5343. Midwest Data Center and Rockport Telephone. Fiber, voice, and video services with a dedicated local support team.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Hey, welcome you back to our Highland Community College halftime show. Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from debt. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu. Well, here at the half, the Rockport Blue Jays leading the St. Joe Christian Lions 48-12. Our halftime score. The winner of this game will advance to play the winner of Wellington Napoleon versus Concordia. That game going on right now. The last report we had, Concordia was up in that game. Should Concordia win the game, they would have to come to Rockport next week. If Wellington Napoleon wins, then Rockport would be on the road traveling to Wellington. This presentation of Rockport Blue Jays football is brought to you in part by Citizens Bank and Trust Company in Mount City and Rockport, also by Community Medical Center, by Fertilizer Service Company, as well as Kent Fisher Insurance, Farmers State Bank, Atchison Holt Electric, also by Hiawatha Implement in Hiawatha and Mount City, as well as Midwest Data Center, Missouri Valley Ag, Pleasant View Senior Living, Perry Plumbing and Septic, and Oswald Crow Agency in Rockport. Say thanks to all those folks if you enjoy our live coverage of Rockport Blue Jays football right here on Sunny 101.3. My name is Randy Gatula. I'm seated alongside John Nixon here, and John's been doing his homework. John, do you have some first-half stats to share with us here?
Got a few numbers here for us in the game. For St. Joe Christian, the first half, Braden Hoffman, their running back, 9 carries, 105 yards. He had 56 yards on that long touchdown run. 2 touchdowns, both the St. Joe Christian scores for Braden Hoffman. Randy, late, midway through that second quarter, I thought I saw him limping a little bit, and after that I saw a different running back and he threw the pass. So I don't know if he got dinged up a little bit, but he didn't carry the ball much after that late in that second quarter, but 9 for 105 in the first half. Quarterback Mason Stewart, 7 carries, 22 yards. He's 4 out of 6 passing, but just 19 yards in the game. For Rockport, quarterback Wes Nanther, big day, 5 out of 6, 78 yards, 2 touchdowns, both of those to Jack Meyercorth, 4 catches for 44 yards. Tayden Cook caught the other ball for good for 34 yards for Rockport. Meyercorth, the leading rusher in the ballgame for Mount City, 3 carries, 98 yards and a touchdown.
Rockport.
And, right, who did I say that time?
City.
I don't know what I'm saying. Well, I'm not used to being here on Saturday afternoon. It's not dark out. We can't be talking about football. Brock Holmes, 14 carries, 76 yards, 3 touchdowns, and all the 2-point conversions. Yeah, those don't count as yards or touches or anything else. The boy add up on the scoreboard in a hurry.
They sure do. 48-12, our halftime score here, the Rockport Blue Jays. And, John, I was talking about earlier the other teams that are playing this afternoon. This is the quarterfinals. We have it narrowed down to 8 teams. On the other side of the bracket, Lockwood is playing Archie, and Worth County Northeast Nottoway is playing North Shelby in Shelbyville. And I was looking at the map. Boy, Shelbyville, that's north of St. Louis. Archie is down south of Kansas City. Lockwood is west of Springfield. So they're scattered all across the state of Missouri. As we said, we don't have any skin in the game, but the fact that Concordia would have to come to Rockport and Rockport would have to go to Wellington, it sort of makes me start leaning toward favoring Concordia a little bit.
Well, yeah, when we don't, you know, a little drive from Fall City to Rockport, that's not bad. We can live with that.
Oh, we love the facilities at Rockport. They've got a nice warm press box over there this time of the year. We get Donnie Parsons treats us very well. They're the activities director. And, again, we want to mention here the great reception we have received here at St. Joe Christian. We really appreciate that. It's Nikki Carlson is the activities director here. She's got us all set up. They have a limited space in their press box, but they did find room for you and I, and that's
yes.
Not an easy thing to do, John.
No, but we're here. We're sharing with the Rockport coaching staff and getting along well.
I want to remind everybody, University of Nebraska football kicking off tonight at 6 o'clock. Live coverage of that over on the KTNC, our sister station. Our pregame coverage, what, 4 o'clock this
yes.
afternoon, I believe, begins. And at Penn State, the Huskers looking to pick up win number 8 on the year. So we wish them well. Again, that'll be on KTNC. We'll join the Husker Sports Network at 6 at 4 o'clock this evening for a 6 o'clock kickoff. John, let's take another 2-minute break here. We'll come back with more of our Highland Community College halftime show after this 2-minute break on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over 3 decades, Mo Valley Ag has been your partner in precision. Whether it's crop scouting, certified advisors, or on-site specific technologies, we bring the science of agriculture to your soil. Mo Valley Ag is a locally owned and independent ag retailer, proudly offering DeKalb, Asgrow, and Stein.
With GPS-guided custom applications and grid sampling, we're here to help you grow smarter. Call 660-744-5325 today or visit us on the Hill in Rockport. Let Mo Valley Ag fuel your farm's future today.
If you want care that feels like family, join us at Pleasant View in Rockport. Our 60-bed skilled nursing and rehab facility offers 24-hour support, long-term and memory care, and personalized assistance with daily living. From medication management to peaceful garden strolls, we're here to help residents thrive, mind, body, and spirit. Discover a place where comfort meets compassion. Visit Pleasant View in Rockport at 470 Rainbow Drive or call 660-744-6252 to learn more. Pleasant View, compassionate care close to home.
Got a leak that just won't quit? Perry Plumbing and Septic is here to help, proudly serving Northwest Missouri with fast, reliable service you can count on. Whether it's your home or your business, we've got you covered. From busted pipes to bathroom upgrades, we bring the tools, the know-how, and the neighborly touch to get the job done right. We're also a state-licensed septic installer and offer excavation services for those big jobs. So call 660-787-0509 today and let Perry Plumbing and Septic take the pressure off that next project.
Are you looking for insurance with a touch of heart and hometown service? At Oswald Crow Agency in Rockport, we've been protecting families and businesses for generations. Whether it's Missouri, Nebraska, or anywhere in the Midwest, our experienced team crafts personal and commercial policies that fit your life because we believe insurance should be personal. Call 660-744-6249 to talk with an agent today. Oswald Crow Agency, family-owned, independently operated, and always here for you.
Sunny 101.3.
It's halftime here at St. Joe Christian High School. Our halftime score, the Rockport Blue Jays on top, 48-12. And John, as far as the Rockport Blue Jays on offense, six possessions, six touchdowns, 6 2-point conversions, all by Brock Holmes. 48 points on the board. They've allowed 12. Up 48-12 at the half, that's a pretty good afternoon's work already.
Oh, absolutely. We're having a good, efficient offensive day. They're spreading the ball around a little bit. Every defense they play is going to concentrate on Brock Holmes, but they've got other weapons. That, you know, I just had this feeling Rockford's got a whole bunch of stuff in the playbook they haven't even got out yet this year.
The thing they haven't done yet this afternoon, and we noted this, this is my third week in a row covering them. Last week, when the defense started concentrating on Holmes, they set it up. Sure as a Dickens, they're going to give it to Holmes at the last minute. Amthor pulls it out. Everybody gang tackles Holmes. Then they look up, and Amthor is going into the end zone over here in the corner. He kept the football. I'm sure they saw that on tape. They must have somebody watching Amthor here for St. Joe Christian. But that's what was taking place last week. And, boy, you look back on this season. What a year it has been for the Rockport Blue Jays.
Oh, my.
Their season opener was kind of close with Worth County. After that, nobody has really been able to compete with them at all.
Right, and potentially they could see Worth County again in a couple weeks in the state championship game. That's possible. You know, it's Thanksgiving week coming up. You want to jump in the pickup next week and just drive to St. Louis for old time's sake?
Yeah, in the old days of Mountain City playing in the Edward Jones Dome when the Rams were playing the St. Louis Rams. John and I had a couple of Thanksgivings in a row where we made the drive, and then on listening to Husker football all the way home. That was usually on Black Friday those games were played, I believe, and all the way back. I kind of missed that little yellow pickup. Not really.
Don't miss the trip. Back before we had these new TV, newfangled TV. I remember you carrying a black and white TV along with us to watch the game one day.
That's right. Glad to have you with us this afternoon. We want to remind you again of the many fine folks helping to present our broadcast. They include Pleasant Valley Senior Living, Perry Plumbing and Septic, also Oswald Crow Agency in Rockport, as well as Hiawatha Implement, Midwest Data Center, and Missouri Valley Ag. That's just a few of the folks that are helping to make these live broadcasts of Rockport Blue Jays football possible here on Sunny 101.3. And, John, we want to remind our listeners right now that if things continue well for the Rockport Blue Jays as they have here in the first half, we will, of course, be with the Blue Jays again next week in the semifinals. Now, it has yet to be determined. If you go to the website, the Mishna website, it says that that game is going to be played Saturday night at 7. In talking to the coaching staff, there's a very real possibility that game may be played on Friday. It may be played on Saturday.
It may be played at 7, like the website says, or they might be playing the games at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, as we did this week. So there are a whole bunch of variables. Kind of what it comes down to, I believe, is that the winning teams, the coaches get together, decide when they'd like to play. Then they seek permission to play at that given day and that given time, and then we go from there. I would assume, John, that'll be decided by Monday or so.
Oh, yeah, so we'll know.
It'll either be Friday or Saturday, either at 1 or 7. I say that, and you'll watch somebody will play a 3 o'clock ball game on me here. We've had that happen. But it is going to be a little different weather. If the long-term weather forecast is accurate at all, it's not going to be like what we've got this afternoon here. 54 degrees, bright sunshine, a little bit of a breeze out of the southwest. I think we're trying to get an update on the Concordia score and see how that game's going, John.
They're up 27-14 at halftime.
All right. So if Concordia can get the win, as we understand it, they would be traveling to Rockport, and that means more fireworks in Rockport.
Yeah, no doubt. I used to be afraid that cannon was going to blow the press box up there some night when we were sitting there.
It shakes me up the first time that puppy goes off every time. We're ready to move into second half action. Rockport on top, 48-12. Blue Jays will get the football to start this second half. And here with your third quarter play-by-play is Sunny, 101.3's John Nixon.
All right, thank you, Randy. Ready to boot it away. Minor Coors lined up over here on the right sideline about the 30-yard line. Holmes stands back just inside his own 20-yard line, trying to figure out what the Lions will do kicking it. They're going to onside it again, and it's going to roll out of bounds at about the 33-yard line.
Oh, we got a flag thrown here.
That's where the ball went out of bounds, I think.
Okay, he threw it right at the kid.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think he hit anybody, though. I think it's where the ball went out.
Okay. So, they will begin this drive first and 10 at their own 33-yard line, they being the Rockport Blue Jays. That's where they'll mark it. Leading 48-12 as we move into third quarter action.
We're going to get the down marker set over there on the far side.
Oh, they brought the ball way up here now to the 38.
To the 38, okay.
Well, moved it 5 yards.
Maybe a 5-yard penalty, maybe?
I think it was, John.
Kind of changed that rule on me a little bit once in a while. Amthor to Holmes, straight up the gut goes the junior, and they got him around the leg, and they bring him down across the 40 in Lions territory at the 38.
Grabbing him with the leg was Jason Korthanke. Korthanke had him around the ankles. That's really the only way you're going to tackle that young man.
You know, pull him to a 4-yard gain, you got to feel pretty good about it defensively. So Rockport in the first half ran the ball for 190 yards.
John, I counted him, 15 cheerleaders for St. Joe Christian, 10 over here for Rockport. We got 25 cheerleaders on the track.
Right side hash mark. Back to pass. Amther looks. Pump fake. Now he'll throw. He's got Myra Cors out. He jumps in the air, spins around, ends up with the ball in his hands, but it fell to the ground and landed on him.
Pretty decent coverage back there by Noah Dudek. Dudek was running stride for stride with Myra Cors, the intended receiver. Ball's incomplete.
So, a incompletion. Second one of the day for Weston Amther. He's been very efficient. Myra Cors comes limping a little bit back to the huddle. Took a pretty good bump when he hit the ground that time. He hobbled a little bit over here out to the right side as he splits out here. 11 minutes to go, third quarter, 48-12, Rockport with the lead. Snap it back, Holmes takes a handoff, he cuts to the outside, he stiff arms one man, he's in the sideline. He's at the 20, he's still on his feet, he drops the shoulder, goes over the top of the guy. That ball come out?
No, he was out of bounds, I think, John.
So all the way down inside the 10 will go Brock Holmes. My goodness.
I got to tell you what happened. Max Montgomery came across and was going to put one on Holmes. Holmes lowered his shoulder and just flipped Montgomery completely off like a flea.
That's a 31-yard pickup for the junior running back.
Holmes punished the would-be tackler over there.
Now we will line up. Myron Korth split left. Slot man right side for the Blue Jays. The give to Brock Holmes. He's stretching out, and the ball just about came loose that time as he stretched inside the 5 to the 4-yard line.
This time there to make the tackle for the Lions was Connor Wagers. Wagers led the stop, had help from a couple of friends.
So it'll bring up second and goal now, the ball at the 4-yard line. Rockport just
scoring every time they have the ball so far today.
Oh, that's good because they don't like to punt.
No, I have. I assume they have at some point. I think they punted once we did a game earlier this year. All right, Meyercourt out wide left in this little pistol set. It is going to be Brock Holmes. He's got one man to beat. He's going to drag him into the end zone for another Rockport Blue Jay touchdown at the 9:30 mark of the third quarter.
That one came from 4 yards out, John.
So Holmes with his fourth touchdown of the day, I believe.
That's correct.
And the score now goes to 54-12. Rockport with the lead. Now they'll line up for a two-point try. Holmes has carried in for six of these in a row this afternoon. Will the streak continue? See if they show a little bit of imagination here. And they're ready. Call the count. No imagination, but it's the, make it go till they stop it. They don't stop it. Brock's in there again. 56-12, the Blue Jays with the lead. Back after this 30-second break on Sunny 101.3.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Our scoring drive recaps are brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services, Fall City and Auburn. Call Tosh Arm Connect today and find out how to cover the things that are important to you, home, family, farm, and future.
For Rockport, a five-play, 44-yard drive. Brock Holmes with his fourth touchdown of the afternoon from 4 yards out. Holmes carried in for his seventh two-point conversion, makes it 56-12. Blue Jays on top.
High end-over end kick at about the 6-yard line. Dropped, bobbled, picked up. Now returning the ball up the field, coming back up there. That time, a new return man for the St. Joe Christian Lions was Justin Choi.
Coming up was Camden McEnany to get the tackle. John, are you seeing? Yes, I did. There's a 30.
Yeah, I saw a number a while ago.
Number 30. I don't have a 30 on the roster.
Okay.
Well, we know that Henley Mace was also in on that one, a sophomore on that stop.
Call out the 17-yard line. First down and 10. Clock running at 9 minutes. 56 and 12, that's 44. I think we're the running clock yet. Two men left, one to the right, one set back due to commotion. They hand the ball off, and the good news for the Lions is that Braden Hoffman's on the loose again. Runs over a man, cuts back inside. Tough runner, and it does look hurt there. That's the good news. He's in Blue Jay territory at the 33-yard line.
It was Logan Ellis that finally got him off his feet. Ellis makes the tackle there at the 34, but a big gain on the play. Nice job of running the football there by Braden Hoffman. You know, Braden Hoffman's only a sophomore, John.
Yeah, picked up 29 yards on that carry. They come back over the football. They've got 160-plus yards rushing the ball today. Not a lot of touchdowns. Dudek in motion and an option. They pitch it to Dudek, running the right side. He turns the corner. He's inside the 30, the 25, and he's still on his feet. Got a block and now tackled inside the 20-yard line down to the Rockport 17-yard line.
He actually gave up some yardage to try and get away there. Camden McEnany finally put the tackle on him. He gave up 2 or 3 yards trying to get away to come back to the near side.
You know, that started happening a few years ago when the Chiefs had little number 10. What was the name? The receiver.
Paul?
Yeah, no.
No?
Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek Hill.
He used to give up those yards.
I met Hill, Seth Hall, yeah.
Yep. And they go back, and now you see him doing all the time. Two receivers wide each side, and now a toss back to Dudek on the left side as he comes in motion. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. He dives for the pylon. Knocked out of bounds short inside the 1-yard line.
Well, that was a great defensive effort over there by Logan Ellis for the Blue Jays to keep him out of the end zone. Ellis met him at the 1-yard line and drove him out of bounds. Kept him outside the pylon.
Three runs, three first down runs for St. Joe Christian here to start this third quarter. So they're not giving up. You'll love to see that. Playing hard. Now they've got first and goal just at, we call it the 1 yard line. Turn, Hoffman up the middle. The ball is up, dropped, and Mound City's on top of it. Ellis has it. Ellis fighting away. He's out across the 5 to 6 yard line.
They handed the ball off to Hoffman. Hoffman coughed it up at about the 1. Ellis scooped it up near the goal line and got it out, and the Blue Jays hold defensively down inside the 2 yard line. They'll begin this drive first and 10. I believe they're going to mark it right at the 5 is where they'll spot it. 6:38 to play here. Clock is running. In this third quarter, 56-12, the Blue Jays on top.
If there was any air in the balloon left, that didn't help.
Yeah,
that deflated things. 6:25, we must have, I can't see the clock without leaning out there. We must be playing with a running clock.
Yes, we are.
Okay. All right, we'll come over the football now. Brock Holmes, the tailback, pistol set, and third. Gives it to Holmes. He starts up the middle. He cuts to the left, and they stop him for no gain.
Connor Wagers there to make the tackle on him. Wagers on the stop for the Lions. Lions came into this game at 6-5 on the year, John, compared to 11-0 for the Blue Jays.
I don't see. I'm not familiar with all the teams a little further south in their conference and district. They could have played a very tough schedule. I'm not sure. 6-5 doesn't always tell you the true story of a football team. All right, we'll line up Rockport. Second down and 11. Give him a loss of a yard on that last play. 2-31. Now Holmes again. He'll lean forward. He's out across the 5, about the 7. And he'll pick up 3 yards this time.
On the tackle there was Aiden Martindale on the stop. Jackson Porthanke also in on the tackle, a sophomore.
Well, they'll call it 3rd and 9 where they set the chain. So Rockport
in danger of this touchdown streak here. They have had a touchdown on every possession.
Don't speak too soon. And they're in the pistol. Holmes behind him. Myerkorth wide to the left. And it's going to be Holmes up the middle. He goes, and he fights out across the 10 to about the 11-yard line. We're going to bring up 4th down at about 4 or 5.
And that was the big man there to make the tackle on him. That was Josiah Haywood. Haywood, he's a big kid. He's just a sophomore, John.
Yeah.
Probably 15 years old.
It's 4th and 4 for Rockport at their own. Where are we spotted here? 11-yard line?
Yeah, about the 11. Why not?
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
I don't like the punt.
Coach going, yep, let's go. All right, they bring everybody up. Holmes has it. He cuts outside. He's got it with ease. He might have got him around the face mask with a helmet. He's all the way out to the 30-yard line.
I don't
see a gain of about 19.
I don't see a flag. Well, it's 4th down and you need 4. So you pick up 19 on the carry, put the ball out to the 30, 1st and 10 Rockport. Clock continues to run inside of 4 minutes to go here now, John, 3:55 in the third quarter.
We do our Rockport Coach Show every week with Coach Jones on Play It on Friday. I always record him the day before. I congratulate him a couple of weeks on being the last standing coach of all of our coaches' shows for the year. Got a chuckle out of that. He said, let's do this again for a while.
At least 2 more weeks.
At least 1 more for sure right now, it looks like. And now turn, hand off, Brock Holmes. He's trying to bounce the outside. They've got him around the shirt for sure. Do they have some face masks, Randy?
Yeah, I think that's what we're going to see, either that or a horse collar.
Got a flag from the back, from the referee in the backfield.
Making the tackle was Jackson Porthanke. Personal foul?
Whoops. Turned away from us.
Face mask.
Oh, against Rockport.
Well, now that's a surprise.
Okay. Must have been away from the ball. We didn't see that one.
Well, that couldn't have had anything to do with the tackle.
No, that's probably somewhere away from the ball.
Yeah, had to be.
So the ball moves back now to the Rockport 16.
Thing is, John, the whole time this is going on, that clock's still running. It's
yeah.
2:39 now.
Yeah, when you play a running clock game, I mean, it goes in a hurry. A big hurry. That's one of the things impressive about the number of yards Holmes put up. You had running clock games. You had games he didn't play the whole game. He's still averaging 220 yards a game. Here he goes again. He breaks a tackle. He's the 30, the 35, and finally shoved out of bounds. They're picking him off his feet out of the 35-yard line.
He had first and 25 there, so he reels off about 19 of them on the first carry.
It's the way to do it. 19 on that one. Clock moving. We've got a 56-12 score here. Rockport with the lead.
I thought it was a 45-point rule, but it must not. It's 44 right now. We do so many different venues in different states.
Yeah.
Watch college and pros, eight-man, and here we go.
Six-man sometimes.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Second down at about six. Amther takes the snap, gives to Holmes. He is hit and should have thought he was going down right away, but that didn't work. He's able to chug his way back up at least to the line of scrimmage.
And making the tackle was Noah Dudek. Dudek on the side.
I get about a yard out of that after all. Very third and five at the 35-yard line. Rockport on their own side of midfield here.
It's a fast quarter of football with that clock continuing to run.
This is the most plays they've run on their own side of midfield all game. Maybe total. Over the football come the Blue Jays. Third down and five. I bet they're in four down territory. Always. Pistol set. Holmes straight ahead. He goes first down and more. Still on his feet. Gets around a man. Runs through a man. Inside the 25 and down to the 20-yard line.
Now, that is what Rock Holmes has been doing all season. And it's what he does so very well every time. Matt Montgomery got the tackle on him, but Holmes had three players that had a shot at him on that run. All three of them, for all practical purposes, should have had the tackle. They just can't get the young man off his feet.
It's almost starting to remind me a little. We go way back. There might be some Rockport fans that know this name if they've covered and watched pro stage football. Reminds me of the old days over in Table Rock, Nebraska, Jim Gilbert.
Jim Gilbert,
you think, man, there's no way he's getting out of this. And all of a sudden, boom, out the side he goes. Here's Holmes again, runs left, cuts back to the right. Jump cut for a ring and five and all the way. Did he get it? Yes, he did. Touchdown number five. 20 yards
out on that one, John.
Goodness, that was a heck of a run. That might have been his best run of the day right
there.
He made a jump cut. He started left. He cut to the middle, then jump cut way out to the right side and hits the right pylon for the score. With 2 seconds to go in quarter number three, the lead is now 50.
John, that's his fifth rushing touchdown of the afternoon.
You think he'll carry for the two-point conversion try?
Well,
let's see.
He hasn't missed one yet.
All right, Holmes. Right behind the quarterback, and he takes the handoff, and he moves forward, and he is in there once again. Perfect on the day. 64-12.
8-for-8. 2 points.
We'll be back after this 30-second timeout on Sunny 101.3. All right, we'll keep it here this time, Randy. That one, another nice try for the Blue Jays on their own 5-yard line. They cover 75 yards this time.
How many
plays? Eight plays. 75 yards plus the penalty.
We'll do a screen drive recap here, brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Call Tasha Arm Connect today and protect the things that are most important to you, your home, family, farm, and future. 64-12, our score. That was an 8-play, 75-yard drive, capped off with a 20-yard touchdown run by Brock Holmes, his fifth rushing touchdown of the afternoon. Our score 64-12, 2 seconds left to play here in the third quarter with the running clock.
All right, Cook will tee it up for the Rockport Blue Jays once again. We'll put a man back there deep. That's Dudek. Had a busy day back there. Noah, 155-pound sophomore. St. Joe Christian. Bunch of seniors up front, a bunch of young skill guys. Here's the kick, and it is against the wind to the five. Bobble rolls forward to the six. Picked up there, 10. And knocked down around the 15-yard line will be Noah Dudek.
Over there to lead the tackle was Desmond Cheney. Cheney, the first guy to get to him, and then there were two or three other Blue Jays that joined into the fun.
That'll end the third quarter at 64-12. Rockport with the lead back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and the NSC Sports Radio Network.
Joe Christian, 64-12, our score after three quarters. I'm Randy Gatula, John Nixon, seated alongside us here. Beautiful fall afternoon for the 22nd of November. John, sometimes she listens into the games even when we're off in Missouri. Today, I'm going to take just a moment here, John, to wish my daughter a very happy birthday, November 22nd, celebrating her birthday. Shanda Hall teaches up at Schuyler, Nebraska. If she's not tuned in, some of her friends are. They're going to tell her about it, I'm sure of that, John. And then she'll say, Dad.
You say how old she was?
No, I did
I
not.
Think so.
I know better than that.
I thought, I didn't think I was.
Well, primarily because that would date me.
Well, yeah.
64-12 as we go to the fourth quarter. The football is spotted at the 15-yard line is where they'll have it marked. And the St. Joe Christian Lions come over the football. Mason Stewart is your quarterback on first and 10 at the 15. Stewart is under center, waiting for the snap, has the ball, pitches the ball back to Dudek. He turns the corner at the 15, taken out of bounds near the 20.
Uh-oh.
He'll have a gain of about five.
Going down to Rockport, Jaden Guy made that tackle. Oh, my goodness, the young man went down in a heap, and he is hurting.
I saw that knee. Not a good situation here on the near sideline. We have an injured player. We're going to have timeout taken as the trainers will come from across the way. I saw that, too, but did not look good for the knee here. Now he's going to fool us. It was going to be it's a cramp.
Oh, boy, that's one
of the guys there.
Boy, that thing buckled back like nobody's business.
It looked like he got a knee for sure, and apparently he just had a cramp in the calf. And what good news for the Rockport fans there, too. See Jalen Dive get up and run to the... Oh, now he's down again.
And he says, hey, leave him.
It's not over yet. He's still got a...
No, he's
got a cramp.
You don't want to lay on the field if you're that age and want to show you're tough. But are they stretching that out?
Yeah, they are.
Okay, good.
So it's just a cramp, but play has stopped here. The clock has stopped. We're only 11 seconds into the fourth quarter. John, I expected to have half of the quarter gone by now with everybody clocked. They've stopped it for the injured player.
I wonder what hurts more, the Charlie horse when you're playing football or the one you get in the middle of the night in bed.
Oh, man.
Oh, goodness. I'm glad he's up and okay like that. That's hurting, but he's okay.
Second down and 5 yards to go now from the 20-yard line for the Lions. Quarterback Stewart has the ball, gives it to Hoffman. Hoffman dives forward for about five. He's going to be short of the first down. And they're going to mark the football where? At about the 24-yard line. It'll be third down and one.
So, again, nice job out there defensively. Rockport, those defensive backs. Ellis coming up in there. They've got guys running all over the place defensively. They've done a great job giving up a couple of long ones, but just two touchdowns on the day.
All right, third down and one from the 24-yard line at their own 24 are the Lions of St. Joe Christian. Quarterback Mason Stewart calling his cadence. Stewart on the quarterback's knee, dives it forward. He'll get the first down out across the 25 to the 26-yard line. You're just tuning in to check on our score. The Rockport Blue Jays dominating this afternoon here at St. Joseph, leading right now 64-12. Last word we had was that Concordia was up by a couple of scores at halftime in their game with Wellington Northeast Nottoway. So we'll be watching that one also. Wellington Napoleon, I'm sorry. Ward County is Northeast Nottoway.
Yeah.
My team straight here, John. First down and 10 yards to go. At the 27-yard line, they pitch it back to the trailing back. The pitch goes wide. He'll dive on the ball and then gets punished a little bit on top of it. Big loss on the play back to near the 21-yard line. They're going to lose about five on that pitch.
Calvin Wick is in there at running back, right number 47. They moved him in there late in this fourth quarter just to get going. Okay, you got him there. All right.
All right. Thank you, John. Second down and 15 yards to go after a loss of five on that pitch that was wide of the mark. Running clock under 10 minutes to go in this one. 9:52, clock ticking away. As Mason Stewart has Kelvin Wick in now as a running back. I think that's still Hoffman set behind him, or maybe not. They turn to give it to
Wick.
Wick, and Wick is going to get about a yard is all.
He'll be out to near the 22-yard line is where they'll mark it. And it should bring up third down and still about 15 yards to go. Desmond Chaney leading the Charger defensively for the Blue Jays that time. We'll see what they come up with here. Spot the football now at the 21-yard line is where they mark it. Third down, 15 yards to go. Quarterback Mason Stewart has been throughout the afternoon the central caller. Pitches back to Wick, the trailing back. Wick turns the corner down the sideline. He's going to be taken out of bounds across the 30, out to about the 32 is where they're going to mark it. And it's going to bring up a fourth down situation here.
All right. We have, thanks, Coach Becker. We've solved a mystery, Randy.
What's that?
Number 30 for Rockport is Blaze Krogan.
Okay.
Has a different jersey on today.
They changed his jersey number.
Instead of 8, he's 30 today.
Okay. That explains some things. I had a pen escape me here somewhere, a red one.
Here. You need a red one?
Well, if you got one handy, I may need one.
There you go.
Not likely, but I might need a red
I see.
One.
Okay.
We'll see. All right, fourth down, and about 4 yards to go now. The line of scrimmage is at the 33-yard line, their own 33, on fourth down and 4 for the Lions. Mason Stewart takes a snap, pitches back. We're going to have a halfback pass. Dudek tries to throw it forward. It's going to be batted down. Getting up there was Gabriel Gebhardt, and Gebhardt just put that big old paw up there and batted the ball away.
Seemed to be a couple of times that he's batted the pass down. So Rockport will get it on alternating or on the fourth down play. They'll get it back on downs.
Magically reappeared here.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, first down and 10. Taking over on downs are the Blue Jays. They are a perfect 8-for-8 on possessions this afternoon. They have 64 points on 8 possessions. First and 10, beginning just outside the 32-yard line of the Rockport Blue Jays. Weston Amthor. Steps under center, or sets in a shotgun formation, has the snap, gives the ball off to his running back, carrying the football is Logan Ellis. Ellis is inside the 20, down near the 18-yard line. Logan Ellis in the ball game is the running back now. Dudek able to trip him up, or he was gone. So, Logan Ellis with a nice job of running the football. Spot the football now at the 18-yard line, first down and 10, Blue Jays at the 18 of the Lions. Down to 7 minutes to go in this one. Wide receiver, Meyercourt, goes wide to the right. Running back, Logan Ellis, sets in the backfield. Behind the quarterback, Weston Amthor. Let's see what Mr. Ellis can do in there. They give it to Ellis. Bobbles the football, picks it up out of the air. He's at the 10 to 5, and he'll take it for the touchdown. Oh, that was tricky. 18 yards out on the touchdown for Logan Ellis. So Logan Ellis gets into the act here as he scores that one on an 18-yard run. The score coming was 6:41 left to play here in the fourth quarter.
I guess that doesn't count as a touchdown pass to himself with the bobble, does it?
Well, it's going to be hard. going to be hard for Holmes to keep his 8-for-8 two-point conversion.
Yes.
I don't think he's in the game right now. I know if I'm coaching, I'd have that young man on the sideline resting.
Well, I would too. But you know, Mr. Ellis looks pretty darn good back there.
Yes,
he can't even get in the game because of Holmes as good as he is.
Logan Ellis lines up at the running back behind the quarterback. And Thor takes the snap, gives to Ellis. He's going to be hit this time, and for the first time this afternoon, the Blue Jays fail on a two-point conversion, and our score remains now 70-12 with 6:41 to go in the ballgame. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Before the turkey hits the table, hit the pavement for a cause. It's Community Medical Center's annual turkey trot, Thursday, November 27th. Walk, run, or stroll to support the Senka Food Pantry and Richardson County House of Hope. Join us on the CMC campus. Registration starts at 7:30 with the trot kicking off at 8. Entry's just $25 and every step makes a difference. Register online or contact Linda Santo with questions. Let's give thanks and give back. The CMC Turkey Trot, November 27th in Falls City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Our scoring drive is brought to you, the recap, by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Falls City and Auburn. Call Tasha Arm Connect today to protect the things that mean the most to you, your family, your home, your farm, your future. A two-play, 33-yard drive. Logan Ellis carries in from 18 yards out. The conversion fails. Our score goes 70-12 with 6:41 to go in the ballgame.
There's the ensuing kickoff. Back and goes into the end zone. It'll roll out of the back of the end zone. No chance at all for a return. They'll bring it out to the 15-yard line, and that's where the Lions will begin. They'll have the ball first and 10 at their own 15. 6:41 left to play in this one. The Blue Jays will advance next weekend to the semifinals of the Missouri State 8-man playoffs, and you will hear live coverage of Rockport Blue Jay football next weekend right here on Sunny 101.3.
Put yourself out there on a limb, aren't you, already?
You betcha.
Those predictions.
70-12 with 6 minutes to go.
Yeah.
I'll have the new story of the year.
Here's a better one. Brock Holmes on that previous drive, he was in the game, ran 8 times for 91 yards.
Wow.
In one drive.
On a 75-yard drive.
Here come the Lions over the football, first and 10 from their own 15-yard line with Mason Stewart at the controls. Stewart calling his count. He's under center, has the snap, pitches the ball out to the right side to Dudick. Dudick's out across the 15, fights out near the 20, and then is taken out of bounds after a gain of 4 or 5 yards on the carry. It's going to bring up second down. We'll give him 4, call it second and 6. Desmond Cheney in there on the stop for the Blue Jays. Good to see back in the ball game out there on defense. He was in on offense. Well, Jaden Guybe Jr. back in there after that Charlie Horse leg cramp he had.
Spots the ball on the right side hash mark at the 19-yard line. The Lions own 19, second down and 6 yards to go. Stewart looks at 3 down linemen this time on the Blue Jay defensive side of it. Stewart calling his count. Dudek comes in motion. They hand the ball up the middle, running with it forward. I believe that's Hoffman again. No, check that. It's Kelvin Wick carrying the football. Wick is in there now at the running back, and Wick has the ball out to the 24-yard line, about a yard short of the first down. It'll bring up 3rd down and 1.
Blake Krogan and Desmond Cheney team up on the stop.
5 minutes left to play in this one. Be sure and stay tuned for our postgame show. We'll give you a rundown of the second half scoring. We covered all that first half scoring at halftime. Be with us. Our presenting sponsor for this broadcast is Mead Lumber Company, your hometown building partner. 3rd down and 1 at the 24-yard line. Stewart takes the snap. Gives it back into the backfield, and hit in the backfield is Kelvin Wick, wrapped up by Heron. Heron got through there, 265 pounds of defensive end. Kelvin Wick had nowhere to go.
Kelvin Wick says, "Coach, please don't call that again." Oh, my.
The only time they've tried to run that at Ryder Heron, the only times they've tried that, Ryder Heron has answered the bell.
Goodness sakes.
He was waiting.
He's apparently a very strong young man.
Here we go. 4th down and 4. I know his grandmother well. She's very proud of that young man.
Sure.
4th down and 4 from the 21-yard line. Hand off up the middle. Short of the first down, they'll drop him. Ball carrier was Kelvin Wick, and the Blue Jays will take over on downs. They'll get the football back, and they'll begin this drive inside the 25-yard line. They're going to mark it, I think, around the 23 is where they'll put it down. It'll be 1st and 10 for the Blue Jays.
So Krogan, Blake Krogan on the stop there again for the Blue Jays. Randy, I guess you're going to have to get a different chart this time, perhaps.
Yeah, I've got a whole...
I don't recognize any of those numbers right off the top of my head.
I came prepared, John.
Good deal.
Master chart here. Here we go. 1st down and 10 for the Blue Jays. We'll see who the quarterback is when they line up.
Got to be an Ellis.
It's 13. They hand the ball off, carrying the football to the right side. That's the number 30. We've got a flag on the play. Who did you tell me 30 was a while ago?
That is Blake Krogan.
Where's he at on the...
He's not. He brought, well, honestly, he brought the wrong jersey today, according to the coach.
Okay.
So he's wearing number 30 today.
He was number 8, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Now we've got it.
We've got a holding call against the Blue Jays here that'll back him up.
Reed Ellis is in as our quarterback now. He's a 170-pound sophomore.
6'5". I'm thinking back to basketball here last year. I mean, this Rockport boys basketball team and the girls actually were really good and probably going to be good again.
Penalty yardage puts the ball out to the 33-yard line. It'll be 1st down and 20 yards to go. Keep in mind, the Blue Jays have scored on every possession this afternoon. 2nd down and 20. Reed Ellis takes the snap. Gets to his running back straight ahead. That's Blaze Krogan. Krogan is going to have it down to about the 30-yard line. They must carry a spare jersey, number 30, for the kid that shows up with his blue jersey.
I would assume so.
Yeah. All right, the ball is now marked at the 30-yard line. John, the clock is down to 2 minutes and 11 seconds to go with a running clock. 70-12, the Blue Jays will advance to the semifinals next weekend. And again, Tell your friends. We'll have live coverage of that semifinal game for Rockport here on Sunny 101.3. Second down now and about 17, 18 yards to go. Reed Ellis, the sophomore quarterback, is calling his starting count. He has the ball, pitches back to his trailing back. That's Blaze Krogan running to the left side. Krogan's going to be taken out of bounds at about the 26-yard line. He'll have a gain of 4 on the carry.
Stopped by Nathan Kim that time.
So that's going to bring up now third down and still about 12 yards to go for the Blue Jays. Clock is down to a minute 25 and running. 70-12 will in all probability be our final unless something takes a dramatic turn here. Third down and 13 from the 26-yard line for the Blue Jays. Ellis has Krogan in the backfield. Pitches the ball back to Krogan. He starts to the right. Oh, he lost the football. Has to go back and fall on it. Recovers the fumble back out near the 37 or 38-yard line. So Blaze Krogan just lost the handle on it, but had the presence of mind to dive back and cover the football. And we are facing now fourth down and about 25 yards to go here.
A 12-yard loss there. Rockford ran the ball now over 350 yards in this ball game.
Fourth down and a quarter of a mile to go here with 35 seconds to go. What's the music?
That's my phone going off.
That's where that's at. Here we go.
Somebody's trying to reach me.
Fourth down, 25. Ellis takes a snap, gives the ball off, running to the left side. He keeps it himself. He's at the 30. He's inside the 25. Lost the ball out of bounds at the 23, but he'll be stopped short of the first down. And Rockport, for the first time this afternoon, does not score on a possession. They will turn the ball over on downs, but time's going to expire. And there is your ball game. The Rockport Blue Jays with the win this afternoon. 70-12, your final score. Rockport over St. Joe Christian. Stay with us. We'll be back with the postgame show after this 2-minute timeout. You've been enjoying Rockport Blue Jays football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over four decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence, proudly serving Hiawatha and Mound City. Whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement, powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
When it comes to growing strong yields, trust the local team that knows your fields. Fertilizer Service Company in Fairfax, Missouri offers premium chemical and fertilizer products, plus expert custom application for your crops and pastures. Whether you're prepping for planting or managing mid-season growth, we're here to help your operation thrive. Call 660-686-2402 today and partner with folks who will treat your farm like their own. Fertilizer Service Company, growing with you for over 50 years.
When it comes to protecting your crops, trust the name that you know and the name that knows you. Kent Fisher Insurance. Located right on Main Street in Rockport, Kent Fisher Insurance specializes in crop coverage tailored to your farm's unique needs. With years of experience and a commitment to service, we're here to help you weather any season. Stop by or give us a call at 660-744-5366. Kent Fisher Insurance. Rooted in Rockport, but growing with you. Kent Fisher Insurance is an equal opportunity employer.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jay Gortasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to St. Joseph, Missouri. It's time now for our postgame show, being presented by our presenting sponsor, Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building community. Say thanks to Mead Lumber for this postgame wrap. Well, at the half, the Rockport Blue Jays were pretty well in command of the ballgame here. They were leading at halftime 48-12. The second half was all Rockport also. Brock Holmes with 9:20 to go in the third quarter picked up his fourth touchdown of the afternoon on a four-yard run that capped a five-play 44-yard drive, made it 56-12. With just 2 seconds to go in the third quarter, it was Holmes again, his fifth rushing touchdown, this one from 20 yards out, an eight-play 25-yard drive, made it 64-12. And then with just 6:41 to go in the fourth quarter, a running clock, Logan Ellis got into the act. He had a rushing touchdown from 18 yards out, topped off a two-play 33-yard drive, the only conversion of the afternoon that failed for Rockport, and our final score, 70-12. The Blue Jays advance to the semifinals next week. John Nixon, you got a couple of numbers there for us.
Got a few numbers for you. They didn't change in the second half of the game for Jack Meyercourt. He had three carries, 98 yards, and a touchdown in the first half. Four catches, 44 yards, and two touchdowns. So he had three on the day. Tayden Cook caught one pass for 34 yards, which gave Weston Amsler a pretty good day. 5 of 7, 78 yards, two touchdowns on the day. Rushing the football today, Brock Holmes. I'm going to give you the second half numbers. 12 carries, 133 yards, and two touchdowns. He ended up the day unofficially 26 carries, 209 yards, and five touchdowns. Just about on his season average. For St. Joe Christian, their biggest day was Brandon Hoffman. 11 carries, 139 yards, and two touchdowns on the day. But Rockport offense, just looking unstoppable. We'll see what's out there the next week, maybe 2 weeks. But, man, they are tearing it up in this offensive unit.
John, I did a little quick math here for Brock Holmes. He had 2,280 yards coming into this one. That kid's only 11 yards away from a 2,500-yard season rushing, and that is phenomenal.
I think there'll be a chance he'd get it next week.
Could be.
Goodness sake. It's impressive.
All right, here's what we know about next week. According to the brackets here, the Blue Jays with this win will face either Wellington, Napoleon, or Concordia. Concordia was leading by two touchdowns at halftime. We don't have a final on that one yet. We do know that if Concordia gets a win, they will travel to Rockport. If Wellington Napoleon has a comeback and get the win, that means the Rockport Blue Jays would have to travel to Wellington. We just don't have a final on that one yet. We do know this, that it'll be semifinal action next weekend, either Friday or Saturday, whenever, wherever they play. You will hear live coverage of the Rockport Blue Jays right here on Sunny 101.3. John, been a real pleasure again this afternoon for some Rockport football.
Been a very good day, fun, a lot of fan support for Rockport. Tell the sponsors that bring these games to you and say, hey, thanks, because we can't do it without them. We appreciate their help. And get in there and say thank you to them and support their businesses.
All right, so that's about going to wrap her up for this afternoon's live coverage of high school football. For John Nixon and Kurt Kilman, our producer-engineer, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score this afternoon, the Rockport Blue Jays 70 and the St. Joe Christian Lions 12. Good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for listening to Rockport Blue Jays football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.